Y-U-B-D-I-N.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Just let the dog go!
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Good. Hey, welcome into another funky fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this first. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight is another hump day edition of the groove. Let me tell you, tonight, fellas, we're going to call you out tonight. We want to know, is there a double standard when it comes between man and female? Or should I say male and female? That sounds more appropriate. Is there a double standard? We're going to talk about it tonight. Guys, you know we keep you informed. We have your weather update. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. Coming up in about 10 seconds, it's the news update and the three-minute commentary. And then after that, it's the very best in the biz. I'm telling you, folks, if you're not here, you're missing a party. It's time to get this thing going. We're going to take you home for the rest of the week, leading you into the Labor Day weekend. It is time to get this party started. Right, T.O.!
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A lone bell tolling on the National Mall today as President Obama joined members of the family of slain civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and a host of others, including two former presidents. Mr. Obama today urged Americans to come together to stamp out racism and bristled at the idea that past sacrifices have not totally accomplished that goal.
Medgar Evers, James Cheney, Andrew Goodman, Michael Schwerner, Martin Luther King Jr., they did not die in vain.
The bell that rang today was the same one that hung in the 16th Street Baptist Church in Alabama that was bombed. It was 50 years ago today. Dr. King spoke during the March on Washington. People were excited but thoughtful at the Let Freedom Ring celebration today. NPR's Allison Key says the significance of the anniversary of the March on Washington was on everyone's mind.
Jacqueline Owens took the bus down to Washington from New York and says the nation is still working on the dream.
We can't live on the dream. We have to live on the reality of this work for all of us to do.
Don Alley brought his 9-year-old daughter Trinity, even though she was supposed to be in school, so she could see the culmination of the moment he says changed the history of mankind.
There's got to be a day that you got to be here to say that I witnessed some greatness.
Allison Keys, NPR News, Washington.
Military jury, after a little more than 2 hours of deliberations, has sentenced Army Major Nadal Hassan to death. Hassan, the Army psychiatrist convicted of opening fire on a crowded military base in 2009, killing 13 people and wounding dozens of others. Tom Rhinelander, a military spokesman, says lead prosecutor instructed jurors on the law.
Colonel Michael Mulligan provided the closing argument on sentencing on behalf of the government in this case. Colonel Mulligan argued that Hassan, quote, should not be punished for his religion. He should be punished for his hate.
Saw never disputed being the gunman and represented himself during the trial. One of the largest fires burning in California is growing in and around Yosemite National Park, but it is nearly a quarter contained. As NPR's Nathan Rott reports, a break, and the weather could give firefighters more of an edge.
Tropical moisture has dampened the so-called rim fire and slowed it considerably, giving fire crews a chance to put in some more containment line. But that doesn't mean the fire is anywhere near down and out. Mike Wilkins is the fire's incident commander.
We're making progress. You know, it's a gorilla we're wrestling. He'll get up and run every now and then, but we'll grab him and beat on him.
That tropical moisture is expected to burn off during the day, and a heating trend is supposed to take over. Fire crews are planning a series of controlled burns, including a large one off of Yosemite's Tioga Road, to aid with containment. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Groveland, California.
On Wall Street, after stocks, big losses yesterday, a slight rebound today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 48 points to 14,824. The NASDAQ was up 14 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
It is called respect. Aretha made a song about it. Let me spell it for you. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect. Respecting yourself. Respecting the rule of law. Respecting others. We can talk about it all in 3 minutes. Let's start with respecting yourself. If you don't have self-respect, then you will not respect other people. If you don't respect yourself, how can I expect you to respect me? It can't happen. Respecting your supervisors, respecting your teachers, okay, look, that's self-explanatory. You have to respect those who are in charge. If you don't respect them, then they will replace you. It's as simple as that. It's not hard. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. But we are going to spend a significant amount of time doing this three-minute commentary on respecting other people. Because once again, if you don't respect yourself, then how can I expect you to respect me? How can you respect others when you don't respect yourself? And in some cases, I think you owe it to other people to respect them more than you respect yourself. I know that sounds a lot, that sounds like a mouthful, but hear me out when I say this to you folks. Times get hard. We live in a very, very tough society. Jobs are at a minimum. Folks are out here killing each other. People don't have any respect for not only themselves, but for their neighborhoods, for anybody. You see it all the time. You see young kids cursing around adults. You know, back in the day when I grew up, you never saw that. If we saw an adult, we would never use that type of language. And if we did slip up and say damn or S-H-I-T or something like that, we'd feel pretty big because we cursed in front of an adult. But guess what? It wouldn't happen again. Because the bottom line, we knew better. Or when it comes to respecting your mate. Now, sometimes when we're in relationships, we have to think about a relationship takes two. There's two people involved. Not just you, but someone else. So you have to learn how to respect someone else's wishes. Especially if you're a couple. If you're married, guess what? You have to respect your wife's wishes. If you are in a relationship, regardless whether it's with an opposite sex or the same sex, there's still respect involved in that. You can't walk around on this earth as if you are the only thing on this earth. You have to respect not only yourself, others, and the planet around you. So in closing, all I ask you to do is when you step away from this show tonight, and when you go out and do what you do, just remember the word respect. Let me spell it for you. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L to the E to the S?
Man, what's crack-a-lockin', baby? What's crack-a-lockin'?
What the hell is going on with you, Mr. Elliott, on this beautiful Wednesday? Mid-vibe for all my German-speaking friends out there.
Well, just paying bills, big daddy, that's about it. Just paying
bills. Paying bills? What kind of bills are you paying, brother?
My mother's bills, man. You know?
Are you paying it with her money or yours, Mr. Elliott?
With mine and hers.
Okay, why can't it just be yours and she keep hers?
Because she wants me to pay it with her money.
But how would she know unless you, okay, all right, but you have control of the pocketbook. She wouldn't know.
She knows because she keeps accounting her money. She don't play that.
I pay
her insurance, stuff like that, you know.
Well, that's good, Mr. Elias. What else have you done today that's been productive?
I just left my partner's house putting together a bench for his foyer. And I knew that bastard was going to have me do it when I got to his house to drop off when I was going to drop off. Bastard.
Why are you calling them names, bro? I mean, so somebody asked you to help them out, and instead of you saying, hey, no problem, my brother, I got it, you got to call them names.
I helped him out. I helped him out. So what are you talking about?
But you call him a name, though. Why can't you just say, hey, I helped a brother out. I feel good about helping him out. You know, that's the right thing to do. Why can't you just say that?
I always help. What are you talking about?
Well, stop whining, then. What you whining about?
I wasn't whining. I just told you what about
you called him a name, Mr. L to the E to the X.
I call you a name, too, don't I?
Well, you know what? But see, the difference between me and him, see, I can whoop your ass. He probably can't.
You better believe what Michael told Ball. You keep dreaming.
You keep dreaming my ass. You know I'm done talking to you, man. Every time I talk to you, man, it never turns out right. We try to set the tone for the show, but no, it never turns out right. Never.
Now, you always talking crap is why.
I'm done. I'm done talking.
Damn, light the match, you punk bastard.
Yeah, we lighting the damn matches. Sorry, sap sucker. It's lit. Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Hell to the no.
Miss Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kid, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. But she was looking good, though. She had her Kenneth Cole shoes on. Ooh, blue leather suit. And her hair was kicking like Bruce Lee. I want to ride Momo B. Hi, Momo.
I
want to
ride Momo B, too.
Giddy up.
Oh, here we go. We haven't even been in the show 10 seconds. Here he comes after Momo B. I'm telling you, man, leave her alone, Miss Elias. Leave her alone.
Hello, everyone. J Bob.
I've been a hell of your life, man. Yes. What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm trying to save your life, brother.
That's all I'm doing because I'm telling you, she's jumping like a damn wild stallion. It's going to be lights out for your ass.
What I have to do. Now, you just get ready for Miss Terry.
Hey, man, Miss Terry ain't do nothing to me, man. I ain't worried about no damn Miss Terry.
Miss Terry going to ride your ass like a Bronc and Buncle.
Miss Terry going to get rolled like a damn Bronc and sword. I ain't thinking about her ass. Anyway, what's going on, Momo B, baby?
Nothing. Chilling on this beautiful night in South Florida. Woo! Yeah. So nice.
Is it real beautiful? Whoa, why'd you say that? I mean, is someone tickling your feet or licking your toes? What was that?
No, I'm just saying.
She was like, yeah, that's the sound. Look, that's the sounds of love making. Yeah, Tyrese made that song. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. Did you set out by the pool today since it's such a beautiful day in South Florida?
No, I really didn't because it was too hot. It was too hot out there for that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. What newsflash? It was too hot for you to sit your sexy brown skin, black skin, dark skin, right next to the pool? I'm shocked.
It was. Yes, I was shocked too. I was like, oh, I can't chill out here.
Let me ask you something, baby.
House cleaning,
ooh. So let me ask you, Momo B, do you feel yucky when you sweat?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel yucky when you sweat?
I don't sweat. Okay.
You don't sweat even when it's in the who got next round? You don't sweat either?
We're going to change that one. Hello.
But yeah, I don't like sweating. So if I do sweat, yes, I will feel yucky. I don't like sweat. I don't like wetness. I don't like none of that stuff.
Mama B, well, see, you know what? Give me your freak card. Because ain't no a true freakalistic to the freakalist power would love to be dripping in hot, sweaty, salty sweat while they getting their groove on. You talking about you don't like the sweat?
No,
what
yeah,
kind of damn
problem.
Freak are you?
I have a problem with sweat. And I don't like
you have a
people,
problem
like
with sweat?
People, I don't like when people sweat on me. Like when it's dripping and it drips on me. Oh, I don't like that.
But wait a minute. What, you don't like sweat? And you don't like hearing nuts? I mean, I'm starting to think that your damn sex battles ain't no good, girl. Because if you don't like sweaty balls and just sweat, period, then something's wrong with your ass.
Stop it. Hey, these are just my things. Nobody's perfect. You have your own little things that you don't like, and I have my little things that
still
I don't
is.
Like. But
I'm
let
concerned.
Me tell you, the tapes are real. The tapes are real.
I'm concerned, Miss Elliott. I'm concerned because if she don't like sweat, man, she don't like sweat, dog. It ain't, it, you know, come on. What's up with that?
Okay. Hey, man, she don't like sweat. She don't like it. Okay. Do these things, baby. I ain't mad at you.
All right, okay. All right.
We're getting messed up, but it's going to be some sweating and pumping going on over here. I'm not playing with
you.
It's going to
be some sweating and pumping.
I'm
going to
tell you
some
something
quick
straight off the press.
Well,
yeah,
there are ways that your sweat don't have to touch me or drip on me, I could say.
Oh, what you going to wear, like a bodysuit or something, or a raincoat? How the hell can you prevent sweat from dripping on your
ass? It's all about position. Thank you.
Oh, all righty then. Let's reel it back in. Let's reel it back in. All right, folks, welcome in. It's the Jay Ryle Show, Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. Glad you guys are in with us tonight. Look we have a great show on tap for you. The Listening Lounge is going to be cool. We're going to feature Club Nouveau song in the lounge because I don't want to hear nobody's damn mouth about being in rotation.
That's my joke.
Well, it's in the lounge tonight. So that's coming up in the lounge. Plus, we're just going to have a, you know, it's a feel-good show. It's that midweek show, and we hope that this is the point. You've been working hard all week to get to this point. So it is our job to take you on in. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to take you on in. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you have a good time. You know, Ms. Elliott, let me say this before we get into 10 good minutes.
Okay.
I was reading over some messages that I get. You know, me and Tag, you know, that's my favorite place to hang out. Matter of fact, I need to get over there now. And I was just reading about all the wonderful things people have said about this show and this crew. I mean, it's just beautiful. People love us. I don't know why they love us. But, well, I don't know why they love y'all, but I just don't get it. But they love me. And they love y'all. And they love
the fat kid with cake, that's why.
They love what?
The fat kid with cake, you know how that go. You know.
You got a piece of cake on you right now? I didn't know you had cake
on you. Yeah, I got a piece of cake.
Okay. Well,
so
you're
the fat kid.
Kid.
The cake. You're the fat kid.
Well,
with cake.
You're the fat kid
in the
cake. Yeah, wipe your mouth.
You know,
whatever.
Go to
hell.
Nobody likes your ass. That's why don't nobody like your punk ass.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, bro. Everybody love me.
Don't nobody like your
everybody
punk
love
ass.
Me.
Just be putting up with
okay,
you.
Okay,
everybody
boys.
Love
okay,
me.
Boys.
They love
nobody
me because I'm
they
J.
Like,
Ryle.
They nobody
they
like
love
you.
Me, baby. The girls, they love me.
I just come on this show so I can irritate the hell out of you. That's the only reason I come on here. I don't like you. I'm so
there. Well, you know, Mr. Elias, who gives a damn what you think? How about that?
I don't care what you think either, pal. How about that?
He called me a pal, like Beaver Cleaver. And you know, the thing is that's crazy is that people think that this is scripted. I'm like, how the hell can you think that this is scripted? There's no way on God's green earth that any of this is scripted. There's no way. I mean, you know, it's like these people don't know what we're going to talk about. That's the beauty of the show. You are getting live answers on the spot. When I ask them the QOD, more than likely, that's the first time they've heard it. So you are getting it raw. What's your name, Celia?
With the Princess of D, it's something different.
Yeah, people like Princess Aldea too, man. You know, I'm going to give her some love tonight, bro. I got to give Dr. Princess Aldea some love tonight. I got
so she can talk about sex tonight. Talk about sex,
she
baby.
She talks about that all the time, but hey, that's a different
Let's
topic
talk
for a different
about
day.
You, baby.
Yeah.
say pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Ribs on the 10 good minutes, where we kind of talk about whatever's on our mind. You know, it's off topic, some things to get off our chest. And, Mr. Elias, man, I have to tell you this. And I'm saying this to all the people who own Mercedes-Benz vehicles. They are one of the safest cars on the face of this planet. And I'm here to tell you right now, the reason why I'm on this show is because of the safety of the Mercedes-Benz. Mr. Elias, I'm having an accident this morning, bro.
You did in your Mercedes? That gold?
Yeah, I almost had one this morning, dog. I ain't going to lie to you. I almost had one. I'm sorry.
That gold S430.
Yeah, it was that one.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I almost had an accident today. I'm proud to say I drive a Benz, baby. And I'm here to tell you that it's one of the safest cars on the highway. Here I am tooling along going into town this morning, and I'm in the left-hand lane. It's a four-lane highway. So I'm thinking, okay, let me move over to the center lane because, you know, traffic is moving slow in this lane. So I look up to see when I can make my move over to the center lane. And when I look down, traffic had come to a complete stop, Mr. Elias. I was doing about 40 miles per hour, and I was less than 20 feet away from the car in front of me. Yes, sir. So I hit my brakes, and when I tell you that car didn't fishtail, that car, it felt rough because it was, you know, I pushed it to the floor. But I was able to go right around that car and onto the emergency, like the little emergency lane, without a hitch, dog.
Oh, I'm glad you avoided an accident, man. I'm so happy.
Well, you don't sound happy, but yeah, I'm telling you.
I am happy. What am I supposed to do? Jump up for joy? I'm glad you weren't in that.
Yeah, you should, because you drive one of the safest cars that's out there.
I don't drive a car. I drive a truck, man.
And you drive, that's right, because your Benz stay parked in the garage. You know, you can afford to do stuff like that.
I drive a truck all the time.
You drive a Mercedes, you have a BMW, you have a convertible BMW.
I got a convertible Ford Fiesta.
Yes, you do.
Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I just wanted to share that story. So thank you guys I knew you guys were praying for me, even though y'all didn't know this was going on. But y'all continuing prayers for the funky one made sure that I was safe today. Because you never know what could have happened. I could have been killed today. Y'all could have been crying right about now. Y'all came on the show. I got some bad news.
I would have been on a flight to Houston. You know,
you big, somebody been crying right now. Somebody been saying, you know, the one they call Jerry Ryle is no more. Momo B would have been, Miss Terry would have been, oh my God, I really wanted that ding dong sandwich.
Okay,
let's talk about this Miley Cyrus thing. Okay, did you see this? Did you see this, Miss Elias?
Yeah, I saw. Okay.
Okay, and your thoughts?
Okay, she shook her ass. Ooh, boy, I'm excited.
You didn't see it then. Okay, Momo B.
I saw it. She twerked in front of Robert Thicke. So what?
What's the question?
So you don't think there was nothing wrong with what she did? Nothing at all. It was fine by you what she did. All right, is that what you're trying to tell me?
I don't care what she did.
You should care what she did. She's a public figure. You should care.
Why?
Because she's a public figure.
Okay, what did she do? She shook her ass like all these singers have been doing for years.
That was more than shaking ass. That was more.
What was different? What's the difference she did and Beyonce did? Please tell me.
Okay, it's a big difference. Let me go to even Momo B, the Freakazoid of the Week. I know she has something to say about this. Momo B, baby, talk to Big Daddy.
Yes.
I
don't understand what the big deal is. Big deal is because it's her. If it was any other plain Jane, then it would be okay. That's what you're saying?
Right.
But look at what she was doing. She was gyrating on TV. She was sticking a foam finger up her coochie chute. Come on, guys. Stop it.
And okay, Britney Spears did the same thing, and so what's that girl, Christina Aguilera. They all had nasty videos. Come on, man. She's a 19, 20-year-old girl. Come on, man. Stop. She's not Hannah Montana anymore. That's why
I didn't see that's the problem.
Go ahead, Momo B. What you say? Because I ain't think listen to that fool. What you say, Momo B, baby?
No, I said the problem is that people still view her as a little teenage girl from the TV show. That's the problem.
Right. Yeah, no. The problem.
She could do the thing. She's on stage dancing, doing her thing, whatever she called that. You know,
okay,
if you like it. If you don't, you don't. But most people still have a conversation about it.
That room said it best. She said, shake your tail feathers. Been going on forever since time.
Oh, Val, see nobody has Val. Val seems freaky too. Nobody has Val seen nothing. She freaky too.
It is.
Hell.
No,
when you ask freaky people freaky questions. What?
No, man. Look, she just shook her ass. What's the difference between what she did and Beyonce?
You got to be joking, right? You're joking. You're saying this just to keep the banner going back and forth. You cannot believe what she did was on national television. I mean, stop it, man. Stop this.
What about Beyonce going on Oprah's show to show her how to twerk and shake her ass?
Okay, Miss Elliott, you know what, man?
I don't care.
You know what? Fine, Miss Elliott.
I'm not supposed to say. She did this until she shook her ass on TV, like many have done before.
Hey, man, I guarantee you. Okay, here's the problem with her.
Now, I bet you.
What'd you say?
I bet you there's some ass chicken going on right now as we speak on TV. Somewhere, somebody's kicking ass.
You know what? You two, talking to you two is like being in prison because you
got
his belt.
We don't agree with you.
What do you want us to do? She should be banned. She should be banned from TV. She shouldn't be on
y'all,
TV.
Y'all, both
of
y'all, go to hell. How about that?
What do you want us to do? You want to start a march? What do you want?
You want to
petition her?
I'm going to punch your lights out. You keep this up. I'm going to punch your lights out. Y'all want to start a march?
What do you want to do?
Right.
Here's the problem with her. She overcorrected. All I'm saying is that's what happens when you get these young kids that are on these Disney shows. They overcorrect. And so they feel that they have to do this. They overcorrect.
My only problem with her is that she didn't have to do it. That's the only problem is that I just think. So,
you would say some nonsense like that.
She had no ass. She had no ass at all. She suffered from that disease, no ass at all. But other than that, she's a grown woman. Why shouldn't she have done it, Jay? Please tell me.
Miss Elias, because she is the problem is she has teenage girls looking up to her. That's why.
That's the problem. Teenage girls shouldn't be looking up to them. They should be looking up to their parents. As Charles Barkley said,
Stop. Don't come up with that Charles Barkley, I'm not a role model stuff. Stop it.
You look, man, when I came up, there were plenty of stars around.
You came up in the 1940s. Hell, it was black and white TV when you came up.
You came up in the 20s, you old bastard. As you're older than me. Now what?
You came up in the 1940s.
They only had
transistor radios and black and white TVs. It was a different time.
What difference does that have to make?
It makes a big difference.
Time to make.
You know what? Talking to you, man. I don't know why you were getting. Oh, God. Okay, I'm done talking to you, Mr. Elias. I'm done.
Damn.
I'm done. Thank you.
On my last nerve. Let's get this over.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad I was able to accomplish something. We see eye to eye on something. All right, whatever. 10 good minutes. Sponsored by the Ribs on 5020 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Den that the J. Ryle Show sent you. All right, look, tell you, like I said, folks, great show tonight. Need to hang out with us all the way. We have the QOD coming up. We also have weather, which is 10 seconds away. Listen to that, because I tell you, we had great weather in Houston, but then all of a sudden it went the hell away. All right? Plus, we have an update on one of the Have You Seen Me.
I haven't dealt with you long enough.
Mr. Elias, can I finish the drop?
You
don't mind.
I want to now. I'm going to get me a drink, you bastard.
I'm going to get you a damn drink and let me finish the damn drop. All right, folks, we'll see you after the break. It's the TGR's Radio Network online radio at its best, you clown. Get on my damn nerves.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Ed Levy. Here's your national forecast as we go over the next couple of days. Now, we could see on Thursday a few stray showers in coastal areas of the Carolinas, southern Florida. Also, some showers, even a rumble of thunder through Maine. Then the areas of red through northern Minnesota, western Great Lakes, some strong to severe storms. The biggest threat here will be hail damaging winds. Pretty dry elsewhere except for the southwest, some showers in the Pacific Northwest. Now that intense heat continues all the way up in through Minnesota, Minneapolis at 90, Chicago 88, Atlanta a little above normal, not bad at 91, but very nice for the Northeast, 82 for New York, Boston 71 degrees. As we go toward the weekend, toward the holiday weekend, some showers and storms through portions of the Southeast, Georgia, northern Florida, dry along the mid-Atlantic areas, showers across the Great Lakes, and only spotty stuff out west. Temperatures 70s and 80s west coast, 90s and 100s across the central southern plains, still toasty across the Great Lakes, these temperatures running 10 degrees above normal, and then showers and storms across the Ohio Valley, up through the eastern Great Lakes and down through the southeast, and some hit-and-miss showers and storms across the Four Corners region. Still hot, central part of the U.S., but some cooler air will start to spill in through the weekend through the northern plains. For more weather, go to weather.com.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
up, man? It's Mr. LES, man. What's going on?
Oh, Mr. LES, what's up, boy?
You got it. Hey, man, I just want to tell the Spartan brothers, man, out there, man, if y'all playing games, don't play games with me, man. Y'all had one night stand. I ain't going to never do it. No, dang well, somebody open their legs up right tonight, y'all be right up in it trying to play games with me. Stop it.
So, Matt, just go ahead and throw my name out there. Let's just say Matt, you frontin', because of y'all brother. Just say it's Matt, you frontin'.
There's some other people on here that said, no, they wouldn't do it. You know, but I've been to Germany and all the way around the world, bro. I'm like Rob Smooth. I like the smooth. I like the exotic woman, man. And you can't sit there and tell
hey.
Me that if an exotic woman came in, you're like, no.
Say that sound again.
Look, I've been with all kind of women, but it hasn't been on the first night, dude.
Mac, I find it hard to believe, brother, because I know you've been in them exotic places just like I have. I know.
Some
exotic women. Some of these women look better than these starlets that you see on TV, and you sitting there telling me you ain't going to do nothing.
Can I
ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many, if you want to answer this, how many times have you had a one-night stand, bro?
I lost count.
That's nasty.
Oh, that's my
oh my God.
Hey, don't let me find one tonight.
Yeah, boy. You out of control, man.
He's gonna go back in the chat room.
Man, y'all are. See, that's the problem right now. Les, you're the reason why people are passing diseases around right now. Brothers like you.
Come on, I ain't going in there raw, man. Come on, bro.
Back down memory lane.
Holy Jesus, holy Jesus. What a tiny dog, please. Just like a mama. Oh, God, how much it. Ain't it me? God, you. Damn, ain't it me? You sure is built.
What are you talking about?
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
It's 10 minutes after the hour on a beautiful Wednesday. Welcome back in. 347-850-1272. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, once again, Wednesday edition of Who's Edition. Who's Wednesday edition, I should say. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, partner?
I ain't scared of you, mother.
Who you with? Yeah. Momo Beezy in the Heezy Hanger.
Oh, you know I love my baby. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
My baby loves me.
Love me.
My baby loves me.
Yeah. Yes. Come on, girl.
Yes.
Ghetto heaven.
Oh, it's 907.
Yeah, go, girl.
Need a little ghetto heaven.
Need a little ghetto heaven. Yeah.
That's
a grassy one.
All I need in this world is you.
Yeah, tell him, Miss LAS, that's a Grammy winner right there. Wow.
Baby, baby, baby. Your kiss always makes me drool.
Go, girl. Finish it up, baby. Finish it up.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Yes. You guys were jumping up and down screaming. I love it.
Yeah. That was dedicated. That was dedicated to Miss Terry, because she live in the ghetto right now. So that's her theme song, Ghetto Heaven, Ghetto Ass.
Hoppy Hop is going to be dedicated to your ass when she sees you.
Shut your ass up, Miss Delia.
Uh-oh.
She's the queen of inspiration. The queen of perspiration and restoration.
She's your queen.
And alteration.
To
and altercation.
And education.
And education.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Oh.
Yes.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audelia.
Bow down. Yo, Dr. B. Princess Ardelia, the Queen of Inspiration. I'm actually kind of happy to see you tonight for some odd reason.
Too bad there we go.
Oh, God. You know, she gets on every nerve. Every time I say something nice about her, this happens. And then she's going to come on and say, you guys, even I thought I was on mute. She's going to come with her 15,000 excuses. Matter of fact, I don't even want to see. Hang up on her ass. Get her ass out of here. Oh, my goodness. Hang up on her.
She'll chime in a minute, man. Let
her
chime
in. No, hell no. She can look, you know what? Her fingers can do the walking. Get her ass out of here. Hang up on her ass.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
I did. We're going to swing now. Yeah.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
She sure the hell was.
Six is for sex.
You didn't leave?
No, she didn't leave.
See, she's funny. She didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
It's showing the hell is. What up, Miss Terry girl?
Hey, Momo B.
Hey, Miss Terry.
Hey. Uh-oh, sound like you've been participating in some ganja. How you feel today, girl? That joke is sound high. Somebody said, hey, y'all. It's groovy, baby.
Not yet, but I'm cooking it up.
I know that's right. What you doing? Are you making some brownies? That's the thing. Don't eat my brownies. My brownies is the dasfo.
Yeah, brownies.
Yeah, I know that's the way to get it down, boy. You can take them to school. You can smoke them to the hospital. You can get those to them young boys you be dating, too.
Well, no, that's okay. I gave up the youngsters.
Oh,
this must be
whoa,
back,
whoa,
huh?
whoa.
Okay, wait a minute, Chase. Whoa,
you said what? Oh, hell no, I didn't hear what I thought I heard. I didn't. Oh, hold on, breaking news. Oh, man. Miss Terry says she gonna mess with people her own age. Miss Terry says she gonna come back to people her own age. Girl, you gotta tell us what happened.
Ask us.
What happened? What happened?
Otis came back.
Oh, damn. Otis came back. Otis is back. Oh,
okay.
Damn.
That's it. I knew it.
What happened? Now, don't laugh. Don't laugh, Heifer. What happened? I want to hear it come out of your mouth. What happened? Why did you give up the youngins? I want to hear it. You going to confess with your mouth tonight.
They too much of a headache. You got to
give a damn lie.
Too much of a
put us on speakerphone. Put us on speakerphone.
Otis, put it on her. You can tell that way she's laughing.
Put it on speakerphone. Put it on speakerphone. I want to say hi to Otis.
She ain't hi. She's satisfied. I said, she's like, hey.
Yeah.
They didn't knock the panties off, man. Hey.
Yeah. Otis came back home. Someone said, baby, I know you wanted some of this deep dog sandwich, girl. I'm going to bring it home to you, baby. Otis came back home. Yeah.
I'm glad Otis.
Let me ask you something, Terry. Miss Terry, did you make sure that he had his test? Now, we don't want you to catch the clap.
No.
We want the clap.
No.
Well, make sure now.
Everybody's been tested and everybody has passed it.
She ain't high. She's satisfied.
She had on love. Oh, damn.
Otis
didn't
knock his
drawers
off me. I'm going to be getting the most swingers set here. This is bad.
No, this is the cold thing about it. Me and Otis will probably go together.
Uh-oh. Now, Now, for that, okay, now listen, Paula's asking me who is Otis. Okay, Paula, I'm not sure how long you've been listening to the show, Paula. But Otis is Miss Terry's ex-husband. I guess he is back in the picture again. That's who Otis is.
Yeah, he ain't only back. He's back in rapping.
That's one of them 1970 names, too, Otis. That sounds like one of them names from the electric company, Otis. Otis. I am the educated rapper. Otis. Oh, look who decides to join us. Hello, Dr. Prince, up to you.
Hi, how are you? My phone had frozen up. I was trying to unmute myself once I realized I was muted, and I did, and it wouldn't unmute it.
I know.
We need to start counting all her excuses. That's what we need to do. Because she has one every time she comes on the air. Every time.
No, I don't.
Yes,
no,
do.
I don't.
Yeah, she needs some new ones.
You guys are unfair. You're unfair. You talked all kind of crap about me and everything. I heard your crap.
I said I was happy to see you. But then as soon as I said that, Dr. Prince is dead. Remember, dead air is usual.
Yes, he sure enough said it.
Did you see that I was on there? Did you see that I was there?
I didn't see that you were on there. Why the hell you think I said I wanted to see you? Why you think I said hello, Dr. Princess R.D.? I didn't see you. My name is Stevie Wonder. I'm blind. Yeah. I saw your ass. Crazy ass heifer.
Well, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Dr.
Dillia,
I'll be in Detroit this weekend.
No, you won't.
Yes,
you
I will,
serious?
But I won't call your ass. Cause
don't call
Miss
Elliott
because
she's going to shake you like she did last time.
No, listen. Wait. What do they say? Look at here. You had better hook up with your girl.
He don't want none of that old dirty booty. He don't want none of that dirty booty. Keep it to yourself.
For what?
I don't want.
Last time I was in Detroit, I called you to take you out to dinner. I said, let me take you out to a day and I'm going out to dinner. Boom. Call you up. Boom. No call back.
Wait a minute. You know what? I was in the valley. I think I was
That's
in the homeless
one.
Shelter. We had to be in at 6 o'clock.
Okay. That sounds like a jail. That don't sound like no damn homeless shelter to me. That's what you call it. It sounds like prison.
No.
Did you have on an ankle bracelet? Every time you walk 10 feet,
that was a jail. That was a homeless shelter, but we had to be in at 6, man. I couldn't get out.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
All right.
Miss Elias, man, let's say, okay, thank you. Miss Elias, let's say hello to some folks, man. Who do we have in the chat room, dog? Let's say hello to some people, brother.
A girl, Val Scenes in the chat room.
Val, an old freaking self. Hey, Val.
Leave my Val alone.
I love Val. She's still freaky, but that's okay.
Can I ask Val a question? Val,
you can ask whatever you want.
Are you the Val Scene Young from the Mary Jane girl?
Are you the Val? No, Dr. Prince Odia. I'm not.
Oh, she's not.
Okay, who
oh,
got
she said, no, I'm not. Oh, my God, that was me, you nimwit. Okay, go ahead, Miss Elias. Who else? Oh, that girl, great, for real.
We got Ronan the restlessness, I guess.
The what?
Ronan. We got Ronan in there.
Ronan.
And,
Ronan or Roni? Is it Ronan?
Ronan.
All right.
Ronan. R-O-N-I-N.
Okay, well, we acknowledging Roland. Hey, what's happening?
Roland.
Who else
is
Elias?
R O N I N.
Okay, hello to whoever that is. Okay, hi. R.
And then we got our girl Mariana Music in there. Hey,
Mariana. Hey, baby. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Hey,
who else is Elias?
And we got a bunch of guests in here.
What's happening, guests?
Bunch.
How y'all be? Now let me say hello to Berna. What's up, Berna? How you doing? To Lauren. Hey, baby. Nae M. You look good for being 59 years old. I know you don't like... Ooh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that out there. What's up, girl? How you doing, baby? How you doing? Nada in the house, Paula. What you mean, wow? Her age is posted. Nobody knows her.
I like to say hello to Tito.
Who is Tito? Tito Jackson?
The vodka I'm drinking is Tito.
Okay. Anyway, so hello to some folks. We'll say hello a little later. All right, well, listen, we have a lot to get into. The QOD, the question of the day is coming. As a matter of fact, let's just get into that. Unless anybody has any objections. Dr. Prince O'Day, are we good with you? We don't want to. Are we good? We're good with you, right? Right. Okay, we're moving on. The QOD, the question
of the day.
What
are you guys talking about? Are you talking about sex tonight?
Yeah, is that what you want us to talk about tonight?
Yeah, let's talk about what you want to talk about.
You asked me if I was okay with it.
Let's talk about you and me.
The Q&A, the question of the day is, we're asking, is there a double standard when it comes between men and women? Why is it cool for men to be fat and out of shape when they want their women to be fine? So that's it. 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us the QOD, the question of the day. Is there a double standard when it comes between men and women? And Ms. Elias?
Absolutely, yes.
You know how we get down. Your name is not Ms. Elias. Dr. Priscilla. Ms. Elias.
Yes.
Give us the answer, brother. Is there a standard between men and women when it comes to things like that?
Well, yeah, Jane, you know, there is, most definitely. Because there's a man's choice out here. But I believe you should try and keep yourself in shape, man. That's what I'm doing.
Hold on, homie. My question to you is that you said that there is a standard. Why is there a standard? Why is there a double standard, Mr. Elias?
Because there's a man shortage out here.
Yeah, you are pointing. You look, hey, you're pointing a damn bottle. Will you damn mute your mic, you damn drunk ass?
Oh, my
I'm
going to
point his drink
here.
While he lies.
Hi, sister.
Huh?
Hey.
Why?
So anyway. Well, okay, hold on. But you're telling me that there's a double standard, and you're saying because there's more men out here? Is that your reason for it?
That makes sense.
I mean, if there was a woman's shortage, would you say a woman can tell a guy to go to hell? They don't have to put up with all this crap.
Well, they do tell men to go to hell in some cases.
You do need to keep yourself in shape, though, man. That's why I'm working out to get myself in shape, man.
Right,
you know?
You got
to
get rid of that belly, because when I see you this weekend, I don't know.
Dr. Priscilla D, you got to love Jones.
I hear you, Dr. Priscilla.
I was just
trying to.
When I see you this weekend, you better have that belly gone.
No, it's not like that. I'm not taking my girl's man.
Is that not a booty call? Can you help me?
Yeah. She said, You better have it together.
No.
Yeah.
Don't have me calling you Jay Real. Okay,
don't have me putting your ass on mute, because I will do that. Toodle-dee, toodle-dum, you know what I'm saying?
There's a double standard, man.
Cletus, I'm on fire. Cletus.
Dr. Princess O.D., want her son. She told my Miss Elliott, she better show up with your damn polka dot drawers on, Big Daddy. I think my name is Kwame. Yeah, I'm going to say for Kwame. Kwame, all damn. It's 24 minutes after the hour, Jay Ross Show. Coming up at the top of the hour, if you're listening on the Jay King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. It's always a good show if you're in the music business. If you want to learn about the music business, tune in tonight if you're listening from there. If you're with us, you know what we do. Top of the hour, it's always a listen lounge. Good lounge for you tonight. Just, you know, nothing special. Just regular, nice, smooth music. Hope you guys hang out with us. Plus, after that, we'll wrap it up, and who knows, there may be a sister to sister. Anytime Dr. Princess O.D. mentions sex before we do, that means sister to sister time going to be good. So I may tune in my damn self tonight. Just to hear what you got.
Yeah, where are you? 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in.
Mr. Elias, big man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got Ronan on the line, Big Daddy.
Ronan, what's happening? Ronan, what's happening?
I'm just maintaining. How about yourself, man?
Hey, brother, just another day in paradise, no palm trees. Where you calling from, Ronan?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
My homeboy. We got to get together and do some damn coffee or something and go shoot some pool or something, Ronan.
Hey, I'm all about that, man. That's what's up.
Can you play dominoes?
I'm working on it. It's been a minute.
Okay, that means you can't play. All right, no problem. All right, Ronan, all right, man. Kill me the question today, my brother. Why is there a double standard when it comes between man and female? Why is it okay for you to be out of shape, but you want your girl to be fine? Break this down for us, Ronan.
Personally, I think it has to do with a lot of personal preference. But again, it seems like what that person can gain on the other side. Like with a lot of women, I see some women are feeling, big brothers. And others, they see what that big brother can provide as far as like Uh-oh. Things that they need, or like security Uh-oh. Or finances or something
see
like that. But when
see
it comes out the other side, yeah, basically. And on the other side, I'm still getting invitations for, you know, some of the Six Sisters, and I'm not feeling that because I already got bad knees already. So.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, hold on, Ronan. Hold on, Ronan now.
Huh?
You can't talk about big girls like that, man. What you mean, brother? What's wrong with big girls?
I'm more athletic when it comes to late night gymnastics. There's just certain things that big women do that skinny women can't do. So, I mean, I'm not trying to hurt myself. It's a matter of safety, and plus, you know, again,
it's a safety. Mama B, he sounds like he is ready for the Who Got Next round, Mama B.
I don't know.
He said he's athletic, girl.
Yeah.
He said he's flipping people upside down.
I can't deal with these ones that talking about they want to go 2 hours and can't even jog 5 minutes. I just can't do it.
That's what. Hey, look at the views and opinions. Ronan, I feel you, man. Ronan said, "Look, he said, Dr. Princess Odia, he likes to get athletic with women. That means he gonna be moving and active. He needs all his peripheral to be able to do what he needs to do. That means he don't want to deal with your ass either, then."
He's saying, wait a minute, he's saying he needs to be heavy set in order to make that happen?
No, he's saying that he can't deal with no heavy set woman because he need all he need his extra strength because he's very athletic in the bed.
I tried the heavy set one before.
I
tried the heavy set one before and I ended up twisting an ankle and almost my knee doing something.
Oh, damn.
First of all, can I make a disclaimer here?
Calm down, Miss Sherry. Calm down, Miss Sherry.
May I make a disclaimer here? I'm not anything against heavy set people, but I'm not heavy set.
Stop lying. You got a big booty. You got a heavy set booty. So that's all that counts.
Know,
your booty heavy
so,
set.
But I'm a size six, though. So. Well, you know what? This weekend,
that's what it comes down to.
No. This weekend, Mr. LES is going to have an opportunity to see me in person. And I hope that it's during, we're going to have to schedule a time, Mr. Elias, so that I can see you in person. And we can also maybe make this happen during the time the show is on so that we can have a visual reality show.
I don't want to see your ass.
Okay.
We're talking to Roland. We want to talk to you. You trying to get a damn date. Sit your ass down.
We're talking
to Ronan. We ain't worried about your ass. Just want to sit down.
Mr. Elias, you got to see me in person so you can see how fine I am.
Nobody's thinking about your ass. Sit your ass down.
I didn't say that.
Okay, well, we're talking to Ronan. We ain't here for you trying to get no damn date. Sit your ass down.
I've never seen Mr. Elias, and I would like to see Mr. Elias in person.
I know you do.
You're all family. Thank you.
Okay, well, whatever.
Wow.
Anyway,
thank you so much.
So, okay, Ronan. So, listen, man, you said you're very
athletic. You're
making
me mess up my Starbucks coffee right now.
Okay, nobody's talking to you. Thank you.
Hold on.
You like to get athletic in the bedroom. You like to. So, when you say athletic, Momo B is our resident freakazoid. Tell her in the. Do we have time to do this?
No, we don't.
We don't? Okay, I tell you what. Hold on, Ronan. Hold on, Ronan. I'm on the other side of the break. I want you to tell Momo B, who is our resident freak on this, because she's the freakiest of them all, brother. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
And she got some big jugs, too. So on the other side of the break, I want you to tell Momo B exactly what you're going to do. Now, parents, put your kids to sleep. All y'all folks, turn your speakers down. I don't want anybody to hear this because Momo B can get crazy. Momo B, no cursing.
No,
we don't curse.
I'm cool. I'm relaxed.
Okay, you relaxed. Do you have your liquor in your hand? You got your liquor.
Don't worry about what's in my hand.
I like that even better.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so Ronan on the other side. Ronan is going to tell Momo B he is going to enter the Who Got Next segment of the show. Oh, I love it. I can't wait. K Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. Wednesday edition, folks. We're going to step out, take a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Don't go nowhere.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict, We, the jury, find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Columbine,
Virginia Tech,
Tucson,
Aurora,
Fort Hood,
Oak Creek,
Newtown,
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 Newtown.
How many more?
How many more?
How many more colleges?
How many more classrooms?
How many more movie theaters?
How many more houses of faith?
How many more shopping malls?
How many more street corners?
How many more?
How many more?
Enough.
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 Demand a plan.
Right now. As a mom.
As a dad. As a friend. As a husband.
As a wife.
As an American.
As an American.
As a human being.
For the children of Sandy Hook.
Demand a plan. No more lists of names. It's not too soon.
It's too late.
Now is the time.
Before we all know someone who loved someone on that list.
No more lists.
No more.
Who they might have been. No more.
If we had just done something yesterday. It's time.
We can do better than this.
We can do better than this.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act.
Demand a plan. Right now.
Right now.
You! Demand it!
Enough.
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 What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
I have a little knot on my forehead that came like...
Which one do you want? So I've been debating if I wanted a scar versus a knot.
Rewind. Find.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie. Hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It's hump day.
It is hump day. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, partner?
You want to look good, like a bacon egg sandwich. You look good.
He's stupid. Momo BZ in the heezy for sheezy. Hey, baby.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ah, Dr. Princess ID, the queen of inspiration. Hey, girl.
Hey. How are you? How's everybody doing?
We're doing fine. And Miss Terry is in our hair, Miss Terry girl.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look here. I didn't say nothing. Well, you coming at me like I said something. That was on Roni wrong. My heart belongs to a Roni. Yeah, it was on Roni. It wasn't on me. I mean, come on. It was Roni. All right, before the break, coming up at the top of the hour, if you're listening to the J. King Network, it's the music business. The way I see it, J. King, I tell you what's coming up on that side of the fence. I'm telling you, go check it out if you're in the music business. I think it's a good show for you to check out. If you're going to hang out with us, it's all about the listening lounge. Once again, nice lounge tonight. Nothing special, just some nice, smooth music to cool the soul. But before the break, we were talking to Roni, and Roni told us that, first of all, the QD, the question of the day, let's do this. The question of the day is, why is there a double standard when it comes to men and women, okay? Why is it okay for men to be fat, stanky, and out of shape, but they expect their women to be fine, all right? So here's the deal. Before the break, Roni said that he's an athletic brother, that he liked to do athletic things in the bedroom. And so we said, well, that sounds like you want to go into
the damn into the no parking zone with Momo Beezy and the Heezy, the Who Got Next round. So Momo B, being the resident expert on freakiness, she is going to determine. I asked Ronnie to hang around because Ronnie's going to tell, he's going to demonstrate to us what exactly does that mean. So Ronnie, Momo
yes,
B's right
we
there, brother.
Know, we want to know. Wait, first I want to know what happened to
yes.
your angle and your ding dong sandwich.
Well, she wanted to do some position that she was not able to do, and she wasn't used to it. Like, I was trying to do something standing up, and she tried to put a little more weight than I could. And in order to protect my lower back, I ended up moving a certain way. And damn near twist my knee out of place, so that shit didn't work out.
Okay, so what were you trying to do?
I thought I managed it. I mean, I've been in the gym for a minute, but again, like, I caught a bad angle. I was trying to pick her up, get the wall.
I caught a bad angle.
Oh, yeah. I'm just being honest.
Stop laughing.
This
is serious.
I'm dead. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I tried, she wanted to try to do some new things, and I tried to give her a chance, and then, like, it just didn't work out right. And then, it seemed like she wasn't coordinated in that area. So, again, like, it made it more difficult. So,
damn.
It was just bad.
Wow.
I don't know. Cause I mean, personally, like, when I say the thing about physical, like, usually I like flipping a girl around, you know, doing upside down 69 as a hanging dragon.
Ooh,
or, got her up against the wall, moving around in the room. It's just like, again, you're supposed to just be a full contact sport, not the, you know, passive touch football stuff.
Okay.
Miss Terry laughing and dying for. Miss Terry, like, that's my kind of dude. How old are you?
Yeah.
If you less than
30,
I want to talk to you.
No, yeah. I'm 37 years old. So, I mean, the thing is, like,
woman up on the wall. That's what I'm saying.
You know, but my thing is, okay, that it's partially my fault because once it comes to the sexual arena, I tend to, like, get into my zone. It's like I don't give a shit, and I just get into it.
Hey,
and
watch your mouth,
buddy. Okay, well, I that's what I mean. When I'm in my zone, it's like I'm focused. I'm not looking to take no prisoners. If you are in there, you know what you're getting into. That's why I give a disclaimer before you go in.
Get him, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
I hear that.
I mean, you always hear this whole thing. Well, I like a guy to go for hours on that. Okay, well, I got one who can run a marathon. So I'm thinking, you ready to go? But if you can't even handle a short wind sprint, I can't even talk to you, really.
Oh, snap! You what he said, Momo B? He said if you can't handle a wind sprint,
I can run.
He can't run with you, girl.
I ain't talking about I'm not talking about no running. I'm talking about when you're in the room, you run it.
I know what you're talking about.
And too many get winded. So, I mean, it's, again, you got to be able to make it a halftime at least. You know something.
Oh, he said halftime. It's a full contact sport, baby. And it's all about who can make who buckle. I'm loving it. What the hell is all that damn noise?
Who's that?
Oh, hell, Mike, check one, too. Who the hell is that? All right, Momo B. So, listen. Ronnie's here. Do you want Ronnie? If not, we got to move on. So talk to me, Momo B. Ronnie is here, girl.
I want Ronnie. I got my man, okay?
Right on, baby. Right on, baby.
Are you saying you don't want Ronnie?
I'm not available for Ronnie.
All right. Well, okay, with Dr. Prince O'Dea, you know you freaky. Ronnie say he is athletic. Do you want some Ronnie?
No.
Damn. That's because y'all never seen Ronnie. I bet you Ronnie. See, Ronnie will say, you know what? Y'all missing out on me. Ronnie, man, don't worry about these heifers, man. They just act like this because they ain't never seen you, bro. But they see
I'm
you.
Not, there's always a new student somewhere. I ain't worried about it.
Oh, he said a new student. Grownie man, let me tell you something, bro. I got to give you a round of applause, brother, because you come over here talking more cash do-do. Then I'll tell you something. I'm loving it.
Grownie
said there are new students to be found. He said you two or you three old-ass heifers can go on about y'all damn business because he is Tenderoni. Hey, just get Ronnie.
Let me tell you, there is nothing old about me here, and I don't think there's
anything. Yeah, it is. You and your 40s. That your birth certificate says your ass is old, but that's another thing coming.
But let me tell you something. But if you see me, you might not say that. What does that mean?
Anybody? Oh, please. Whatever. All right, Ron, man. Look, man, appreciate you, man. Raise your hand if you want to get back here. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, dog? Mr. Elias, who do we have on the line?
Oh, it's Callie Wood and Rich.
Have you on the line, Mr. Elias? Hey, Callie Wood, girl. What's up, baby?
Hello. Rich sister. It's my birthday.
Rich sister, with you? Oh, damn. They doing a Tina Turner dance. Y'all hold on, because y'all regulars. Y'all hold on. We got to get these phone calls. Y'all hold on. Don't go nowhere. Rich sister's birthday. We're going to say happy birthday to Rich sister, old crazy ass, after this, because Rich sister, you know, I like Rich sister. I love Callie Wood. Right, let's get back out to the lines. All right, y'all hold on. 347-850-1272. It's the calling number 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, dog?
Man, this is my boy, Brown Beasley.
BB, Brown Beasley. What's up, Big Daddy?
Oh, my God. Oh,
man, you know everything's good. Everything's lovely and beautiful,
oh, my
you know?
God.
Hey, what's
oh,
up,
my
bro?
God, it's right.
The name
precedes me. Internationally known, nationally recognized, and locally accepted by some. By some. I don't. Momo B. You keep it real.
Man,
I like
come
you.
On, man.
You said Momo B.
Yes.
She's dedicated to her man.
Yes.
He must be listening to Blog Talk. She said, I don't care if this guy can do flips and twirls. I don't understand how he hurt himself. It doesn't sound like he was trying to make love to her. It sounded like he was trying to pile drive her or something. Maybe I'm just a little older. Even when I was 37, I don't know if I... He said 69. Now, that could be fun with the right person. Then he said some double dragon suplex. I'm like, what
you're
are you talking about?
Brown Beasley.
Where did
Brown
you get
Beasley,
this dude from? Pardon me.
Are you only 37?
I'm over 37. I'm not doing anything like that.
Thank you.
Nothing at all.
Well, that's
in fact, well, yeah, it is. Well, we've had our days. Time moves on.
Brown Beasley, I got to ask you a question, brother. The QOD is the question of the day. Why is it, first of all, double standards? Is there a double standard when it comes between men and women? Men want their women to be fine as hell, but they want to walk around with a big belly and looking crazy. Is there a double standard when it comes between man and woman?
Well, there's all kinds of double standards when it comes
break them
to
down for me, brother. Break them down for me.
There's all kinds of double standards. I mean, one of the most common double standards, you know, if I'm constantly having sex with different women and everything, I get a high five and a pat on the back. Whereas,
yes.
You know, if a woman is having sex with all kinds of different men, I mean, she's frowned upon.
Yes.
As, you know, and they call names. So there's all types of double standards. Well, I don't know where I'm from. You know, from Southern Los Angeles, I got a saying among, we got a little saying amongst my friends, you know, as middle-aged men, of course, that is no gut, no bucks. We ain't out here starving. Is it a double standard that a man, hey, man, I guess, I mean, but it's okay to be reasonable. You know, you know what my grandmother used to say? When it comes to a woman, and I agree with her, only a dog likes a bone.
That's true.
And I know your country asking if I go on with that one. Only a dog likes a bone. I like a woman with a little
meat. Who you call a country? Who you call
a country? I say that with love. I say that with love.
Oh.
That's K-U-N-T-R-Y. I say with love.
You are country and you got a
and you have a belly.
I know you ain't called nobody cook. You wearing a damn head. Wig with your curly wig wearing ass. Sit your ass. Ain't nobody talking to you.
Dr. Princess with the doctor from the universe. Never mind. Let me not start.
Yeah, the doctor's in the house.
Well, first
the doctor
of all,
is in the
hair
house.
Is
I think you're a
natural.
Very smart woman.
Oh,
good
Lord,
looking. I saw your picture.
Thank you. And, you know, I've never seen yours, but, you know.
It's all right.
I'm
in the cut.
Anything.
I'd rather. Man, go ahead.
I didn't say anything, though. You go right ahead.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you're nice looking.
Thank you very much.
I don't think you're a doctor, but I think you're nice looking. But
well,
I've already addressed that.
You're
entitled to everything. Thank you, darling.
Oh, well, that's good, then. Well, Brown, bro, you know how we feel about you, man. You know, Mikasa, Sukasa.
Yeah.
Where you been, brother? We haven't seen you in a minute. Where you been?
Well, you know, not to knock those that frequent blog talk a lot, but I have other things to do. I don't have a show or anything. I got kicked off the J. King Network.
Why did you get kicked off the
J.
King Network?
Yeah, I got kicked off the network. People want to
kick
me up. I don't know. At the point I was glad to be free because it was becoming a habit. But when it's time to go, it's time to go. You can move on. There's all kinds of other shows to call on when I choose to and make friends or troll.
Or not.
I like to do that too.
Uh-oh.
And, you want to know the real truth is some of the people on there are really weird to me. There's something really wrong with Cleveland. There's something really, I don't know if it's the water or the air, but there's a whole lot of weirdos in Cleveland. When they found that guy with the three girls tied up in his house by chains for 10 years, I wasn't surprised that he was from Cleveland. And when the raggedy-looking dude with missing teeth, Mr. McDonald's, you know, I was like, wow. And then you look at all the people in the background, it's like, dang. It's rough
in
Cleveland.
It's the views and opinions. Hold on now,
other people share that opinion. I just expressed.
They do. Now before we let you go, I got to ask you something here, Brown Beasley, because something that we kicked around on Saturday, and we want to talk about it a little bit here before we get to the top of the hour. We're thinking about having an on-air soap opera, and we're thinking about doing it once a week, similar to when Tom Jordan used to do It's Your World. We're thinking about doing something. Something along those lines. We're going to be looking for actors and actresses. Would you like to put your name in a hat to be maybe a character on this thing? Now, you won't be showing up every week, but in a play just like a soap opera.
Is this going to be fiction or is this going to be based on real life? Because I'm sure there's some real life soap operas going on already.
It's going to be fiction.
Unless you put your business in the street, it's going to be fiction, brother. We can't even
know.
I
don't got no business.
Okay.
I stay in the cut.
Oh,
I don't interact with them folks. I think they're weird over there at that network. For the
most
part.
Okay,
you got to call.
Well, what I'm saying
is. I think
we
should bring Gio back, and Gio and I should be like Days of Our Lives. We'll be one of
the best. Okay, we
didn't talk
about it.
All right, Dr. Preston, she volunteered for everything and then don't show up.
478-501-272 is the number to call in.
Yes, man, must be the president. You're interrupting everything. Who's on the line, Big Daddy?
This is my dog, Robert Redwine.
How you doing, gorgeous Miss Precious?
Oh my God, Robert Redwine. Oh my gosh.
How you doing, Eugene?
What's happening, Robin, brother? What, oh, man, look here, bro. I mean, let me tell you something. First of all, folks, for those who may not know who this is the man who really carries that damn show in the morning, Robert Redwine.
He's funny as hell of me, man.
This is the funniest guy on the show right here. Robert Redwine has graced the J. Ryle Show with his presence. What is going on, my brother?
Man, I just love how you move fast. You know how to handle people. You know how to check people. And you got Brown Beasley on the show. And he's talking about people from the J. King Network. I like you, Brown Beasley, but you got to take that up with Jay. He's the boss.
Take what up?
You said there's people on the J. King Network that's weird. I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about, dog.
I'm talking about all of you.
That's the clearest I've ever heard you talk, Robert
Redwine.
Oh, yeah,
Robert. I ain't messing up with nobody. I don't care what goes on the network, and I think all of those are the weird. You include?
I don't, man. Hold up, brother.
I don't dislike you, but I think you weird too. You let him treat you like. You let him treat you like you're like a little puppy dog. You let him treat you bad, and you're like constantly.
Let me explain something to you, man. I went to the University of Washington. I took acting, okay?
I don't care where you went. I'm just telling you the way that I see it. You're gonna interject. I'm gonna keep it real. I can speak my mind. You let him treat you real bad. And then
real,
just and you just constantly begging for his approval like a little puppy.
Let me keep this real. I got a reach down in LA, so you don't want to talk bad to me. I'm telling you.
Pardon me?
Oh, damn. It's a fight.
I have nothing
it's
to take
fight.
Up with nobody. I don't really care.
There's a fight. Bro, man, is that the reason why you get kicked off, bro? Is because you, man, you know what? You come up with that star.
I don't know,
man.
But I tell you what,
off?
I'm happy. I'm free. I wasn't getting paid for none of that. I bring the show. I am the entertainment.
Nah.
The show starts when I show up. I got more game, more personality, more jokes. I'm smarter than 99% of the people on there. And you know what? And they know that it's true.
Oh,
and I'm meaner and I'm funnier. I just got way more personality, way more swag, way more than anything. I can't be controlled.
I can't let you go on.
It's real.
No, I'm sorry, dog.
It's real. I mean, this is Brown Beasley you're talking to.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Man, you live with your grandma, you broke bum. Don't
let me tell you
something.
Okay,
look, we're going to break. Right,
don't
even start. We're taking a break. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back on the other side. We'll finish this conversation up on the other side. Plus, we
had
to say.
Wow,
Hold on. We got to take a break. Plus, I got to get Callywood in. I want to talk to my girl, Callywood. All right, we're going to step out, take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to the online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, Gruden Storm.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
Kids, Princess Aldea, kids, if you are listening, please call us and tell us how you have been traumatized by not having Christmas. If you're just tuning in, Princess Aldea does not celebrate Christmas with her kids. So when our kids are getting up and playing with their toys and having fun and thanking St. Nick for all the great things they receive, Dr. Princess Aldea's kids are waking up and eating oatmeal and watching CNN.
The Disney World. And we're going to sing you.
You're a mean one. Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster. Mr. Grinch, Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Griffin. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a bowel.
347. 850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. Wow.
Oh, is, man. Who do we have on the line to talk to, Mrs. Queen of Princess
Face, man?
Universal Moore.
Welcome into the J-Row.
Rewind.
Today, about 1 in 5 Americans is living with a disability. Over 50 million people, including many of our friends and neighbors, teachers and co-workers, heroes and leaders. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act guaranteed every person the right to live, work, and participate fully in the American experience. We've come a long way since then, and we are committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov. to see how you can help.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen, in the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. 347-850-1272
is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, big partner?
Now, what's crack-a-lackin', baby?
What's crack-a-lackin' with you, brother? Get a smile on your face, my man. All right, Momo Beezy in the Heezy. Hey, girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting back waiting.
Oh, all righty. Let's see, can we get Dr. Princess Aldea? Hello, Dr. Princess Aldea.
Okay, since my phone died the first time, I want to say what's up, everybody. And we can't wait until this weekend because Mr. Elias is going to be in the deep party over here, party over there.
Miss Terry's in the house. Hey, Miss Terry, girl.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all, man.
What
say, Ronnie done came up here and pissed everybody off. Oh, Brown Beasley done pissed everybody off. Kelly, what? Hey, girl.
I like that crap, man. Mm-mm.
No, it's Brown Beasley that did it.
Yeah. Boy, Brown Beasley. Well, yeah,
that's
Brown Beasley's out of control.
That's why I muted his ass, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, we got to take care of our peace, man. You can't come over here talking about our boys over there on the JK. Hold on. Callywood, what's up, girl?
Yeah.
What's up? It's Callywood and Rich Sister with Rich.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Callywood.
Drug ass. Wait a minute. Oh, hell. I didn't see this. Oh, damn. Light skin. What's up, baby?
Oh,
you know what?
Shut up.
You know, so you letting the,
Yeah, he did.
You letting nothing?
Yeah,
you inviting nothing to your show?
I didn't invite him, brother. He's called in.
He talking shit.
And he's got to put him out of here, too.
I'm going to tell you why Brown Beasley will come to your network and talk. Because he ain't got the nuts to come to mine. He's got the ovaries.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wait a minute. Jay, I think you got a low blow. You just got a low blow. Don't ain't no explaining that. You just got a low blow.
Hold on, let's say goodbye. We gotta say goodbye to the folks over in the J King Network. Folks, we'll see you later. See you next week. Okay, sorry. We gotta say bye to those folks, man. Look here, man. Mr. Elias came through that, baby. Say nah, hell nah. That's the Sergeant of Arms, baby. Shut him down.
I knew Mr. Elias was going to handle his business. I'm not worried about that. I'm talking about my brother.
Mr. Elias handles all that. He's the one that be knocking people out of the box.
He's talking about you laughing and giggling and letting that man say whatever
key
he wants to say.
Hold on.
Wait,
hold on. Excuse me. First of all, I was laughing when he was talking about the other part. Don't be trying to throw me out under the bus, because I ain't finna have it.
We heard it.
Go back and listen to it. Whatever.
Ooh,
so anyway.
That's what you used to do back in the day with me.
Tell him again, Robert Redwine.
J. Ryle did not let nobody talk about JT on the show. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
Robert, he let him talk about you. When that started, we shut it down. Let me tell y'all something. First of all, this is the TJRS Radio Network. I ain't finna listen to more of this mess. Bottom line is, when he started, we shut him down. Period.
All right.
So now, if you have a problem with that, that's your business.
He was going for a minute.
Look here. He shut his ass down. Period.
But he said some very mean things to Robert Redwine. And as much as
Robert
Redwine.
That's when he went to commercial.
He said, I'm living with my grandma. My grandmother died with $1 billion, okay? So I'm all right. Don't trip.
And we shut him down.
I love you, King J.
Thank
you. Beat his ass.
Shut him down. So don't even try.
All I know is this. If Brown Beasley listening, pull your little girl nuts from under your coat and come out here and man up, eyeball to eyeball, going under the assumed name, Brown Beasley, because you can't be who you are. Be who you is. Come see me. You know, if you got something to say, be a man, man up. But I know you won't. I know what you mean. Okay, listen,
I'm getting these messages like, what is going on? Okay, listen, tell us what happened with Brown Beasley? Because what happened with him?
Brown Beasley is, you know, he's mean spirited. He's mean to people, but he, you know, he say things about people, but he won't, you know, he don't show respect. Don't nobody know who he is, you know. So it's easy to be a tough guy, you know, when, you know, over the internet. And so Brown Beasley, you know, he talk about people, you know. Him and Reese are in the same, they're in the same category. So that's all it is. And it ain't nothing. You know, ain't nothing. I just like to mess with him when he come from high, because he hides from us. He don't come on the J King Network and say nothing. You know, he just, so, you know, he'll come over here and say something. But
he has
to, well, we hadn't seen him.
That was the first time we hadn't seen.
I didn't know where Brown Beasley was, but you tell me, because you know we down like four flat tires. Because if he ain't welcome in your damn house, he damn sure ain't welcome at ours. So you
he
let me know.
My house.
Well, then, damn it, he can't come back over here.
There it is.
It's a done deal. Can we roll like four flat tires, baby? Hey, he can't come back. Miss Elias, he's on that list.
Okay.
All right, there it is. That's all it takes.
Well, I'm glad we had this time together.
Dr. Princess on there.
Dr. Princess, you're going to be on that list in a minute. You pull up in front of somebody's yard again and wait like you did that one time.
What did I do? What did I do?
Hello? You know, hey, they got a new, I just put you like this. They got a new law to act. You can't just drive up in people's driveway and just sit there no more.
Right. Hello?
Oh, man.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, baby? Oh, Kelly, what are you saying? Sister, it is your birthday.
Yeah, I'm waiting on my birthday song.
Oh, whoa. Well, wait a minute, baby. If you wait on your birthday song. Uh-oh. Miss Elias, you got the boy. My boy went wacko. All right, okay. Cut the music off. Let's do a birthday song.
Okay.
All right. Everybody
get ready.
No. We're going to be led by a Grammy winner. We got a Grammy winner on the damn show. We got a Grammy winner. You got a Grammy winner. You let her start off. Yeah, that would be
happy
you. That's you, the Grammy winner. Hold on, cut the music off. Hold on, Momo. Don't start yet. We got to cut the music off. I want them to get this live. I don't want no interruptions. Yeah, well, hold on. we gotta cut the music off. We try to find the damn background music.
Well, how long have you cut off music?
Well, my board is going crazy. But hold on for a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay, it's gone. All right, here we go. Momo Beans on you, baby. We on you, girl.
Me, 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 me. Okay, let's go.
Me, 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 me.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Lord.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, rich sister.
My sister.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, don't we try? Let me try to outro us. Shut your ass out. Why y'all on the stage? You messed up my flow.
I'm 44.
You're 44?
44.
Wow.
Proud of it.
44? You are not 44.
Yeah.
No, we should just say it.
For real?
She look good, don't she?
Miss Sister, I am telling you. No. Can I say something? I've never seen a picture of
you. Of course. You're going
to. So I'm not talking about that. But you sound like you're much older. I thought you were like a
oh, hell no.
Lady.
Oh, hell no. You're not going to disrespect my baby on her birthday. You're not going to disrespect her. Hit an eye, Miss Elias. Hit her in that damn eye. Get her out of here.
Gotta go.
Get your ass out of here. You ain't going to talk about my girl like that. Even though she talked about my brown jacket, I can't let you talk about on her day. This is her day. Now, tomorrow, you can get that ass. Not today. Happy birthday, Tina Turner.
Oh, Lord,
so what do you want for your birthday? You want a ding dong sandwich?
You are now free to rejoin the broadcast.
Let's see.
You want a ding dong sandwich?
But since if I was you, I'd take a real nice pot shot at old Dr. Ding Dong over there.
there'll be plenty of time to do that. I did that many a time now.
She said you sounded old. That's disrespect.
She talked
at the highest level. You got an old ass bald. That's what she said.
Oh Lord!
Don't make no damn sense.
You ain't. Tell her you too old.
Jay, hold up. Wait. Jay, hold up. You know what she told me? She really wanted. She wanted you to wrap her up in that brown leather jacket. That's what she told me. She really wanted.
Okay, Calliewood. Let me tell you something, Calliewood. I get you in your eye too.
Uh-oh.
I know you just got out of the hospital, but I swing at people that's wounded too, girl. Don't do it again. Don't do it again.
JK.
Don't do it again, damn it. Don't do it again.
Don't you believe it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
About seeing one another, you're going to do a rebroadcast tonight.
To tell her I am doing a rebroadcast. That's why I'm on the Jay Round Show, the best host in the blog talk world.
Oh, damn. Dr. Sean. Matter of fact, since it's a party, we ain't even going to do damn listening lounge tonight. We just going to keep rolling. How about that?
And on Darkness, do you know, I think I always say you're the best talk show host on blog talk.
I appreciate that, sir. I really do.
I don't like that bastard, King. I'm sorry. It's just my opinion.
Hold on, Miss Ellis. Do we still have Roni? Because Roni, let me tell you what. Okay, listen. Here's the QLD, the question of the day, light skin. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal. Double standards. Is there a double standard when it comes to men and women? Now, why is it cool for a man to have a big old pot belly and his woman got to be fine, but he expect his woman to be fine? Is there a double standard when it become between the sexes?
Well, you know, there's a double standard because women aren't always physical beings. They don't look at just the physical. Women like men that are smart. Women like men that are powerful. Women like men that are well-spoken. So then, but men, we're visual creatures. You have to look like something. You can be smart, well-spoken, and all that other stuff, but if you look like a Gila monster, we're going to be like, damn, she's like a Gila monster.
Oh, damn. That's a good point. I mean, that is a damn good point.
I guess that's why J-Rob doesn't have anybody. That's why he's over there by himself.
Who said that? Who said that?
You got it.
Who said that? Who said that? Who's that? Was that Dr. Prince O'Dea?
Gotta go.
Jay, it's out of here.
This person has been muted.
Jay, it's out of here. Don't you ever come at me like that again. Get your ass up out of here. Tired of you. Now, matter of fact, I want you to come back. I want to talk to you, Dr. Prince O'Dea. You come back in here. I want to talk to Dr. Prince O'Dea. Dr. Prince O'Dea.
Yes.
Yeah, we are talking. But hey, but we can stop if you need me to, Rich Sister, because you know it's your night. We can stop.
What?
Rich Sister, she was saying they talking. We can stop for you if you really want us to.
Give her
Rich
about
Sister.
5 minutes and she'll answer.
Yeah. Give her 5 minutes. And you know what? Let me ask Light Skin a question. Light Skin, man, we're thinking about doing a soap opera, bro. Now the name is still yet to be determined. But
okay.
We're thinking about doing a soap opera once a week, and so we're looking for actors, and so we were wondering, do you want to have a part in this soap opera? You won't be on every show, but you know we're going to have a running series of this soap opera. Would you like
now,
to participate in this?
Hold on, first of all, I got to talk to my agent. If y'all just making me a bit actor in this.
No, light skin. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that it's only going to be like a 5 or 10 minute skit. So, you know, it's going to be a running dialogue. It could be, you know, you could be married. Matter of fact, let's do this right now. Let's break down the couple.
Okay,
Mr. Elias, I think you should be married to Momo B.
Okay.
That should be your fictitious wife.
Okay.
Hold on, Ryan.
Hold on. This is where the creed come in, light skin. You are the lover. You are her lover. You can be her lover.
He's gonna get all the good men.
Hold on, no, she's not. Let me tell you, no, she's not Dr. Prince O'Dea. Because guess who's gonna be your radio husband? Me.
Uh-oh.
Me. Me, baby.
Why?
Yeah, baby.
What did I do?
Yeah. Look here. Let me tell you something. I'm your radio husband, baby.
Oh,
see, we want to get Rob's move in, too. We want Rob's move in. So, light skin, look at man. So you can be that Casanova. So, you know one of them light-skinned brothers anyway. You can be one of them, you know, them Casanova brothers.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something.
455. 25 million.
What's up, Caliwood? Talk to me, baby.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yes.
You know, me and Jackie, we spent the day before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and we're about to go. I'm about to take her the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Oh, shoot.
Wait a minute. No, stop. Stop the damn presents. Are you trying to tell me you're going to take the religious, the button-up shirt, Rich Sister, to put her damn, chalking her damn face in some thighs? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Is this breaking news, Mr. Ayers?
That's
breaking news. She's going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sister's going to be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute.
Do not believe it.
In about an hour, you're going to be face to face with a ding dong sandwich called taco meat.
We have a memo, all right, this Akabuse. Okay? What?
Huh? Akabuse? What the hell is that?
Ain't nothing raining up in here.
Yeah, it is.
Taking it to the right channel.
Rich sister,
you're
not
holier
than now.
Take our ass to the strip club.
Talking to Momo B and I. About setting up naked food sessions with your man.
Take her ass to a strip club. I want to hear it. Take her ass to the strip
Jesus
club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, we not going to disrespect. Oh, okay, Richard.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister want to look at a ding dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may have forgot what it looked like. Put it right down her face. So so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye. She wants to put that in okay, look. All right, hold on now. Hold on now. We got to get back to this soap opera, damn it. All right, listen.
Like Clapper told me, oh, hell no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't marry my mom, baby.
Listen. So Light Skin said he going to be in it. So Light Skin is going to be, he can be that, he could be your lover, right? Dr. Prince O'Dea is my wife. We will come with some good names. We really need Rob Smooth to be in this, you know, but I don't know.
Miss Terry and Rob Smooth.
No.
Whoa, Miss Terry. You sound like you upset. Okay, you want to be my side piece? You
no,
can be my
no,
side piece.
No.
You know what?
Hell
let me tell you
no.
what we'll do. Let me this is how we break it out, Miss Terry. Miss Terry, we'll do it this way. Me and you are colleagues at the firm, and you are, you know, you're my executive vice president, and you trying to get, you know, it's sexual harassment every day at the office. How about that? You always trying
fun.
To get up on me. How about
no,
that?
That's not fun. No. You be married to Princess, and I'm the friend that gives bad advice. That's it. I'm the friend that everybody comes to give bad advice.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I like that one. I like this. So you're the best guy.
Wow,
so now, where's Kelly? Where Kelly with it? Who?
Val's in.
Val's in? Val's going to be in.
Yeah, I'm going to be
okay,
in.
Okay, Val's in.
Okay.
We got to find a part for Val. Y'all think we're joking. This is going to be a full production with sound effects and everything. You know we don't half-ass do nothing around here. So, okay, here's the deal.
That's going to be so
we
fun.
Need names. We need names. My name is going to be Clarence. That's my name, Clarence Jones, CJ.
Okay.
Why y'all laughing at Clarence? What's wrong with Clarence?
Because that's really
my name
Clarence
is
Jones.
My name is Jimmy. I'm Jimmy Lick-a-Lot.
Jimmy Lick-a-Lot.
I like that name. I like that name.
Okay.
Write this down. Miss Elias, we got to write this down. Okay, so Jimmy Lick-a-Lot, that's his name, Jimmy. James
okay.
Lick-a-Lot.
Jimmy
short for
okay,
Jimmy.
That's,
okay, so there it is. That's two names.
My name,
right,
my
so
name
now,
is London. My name is London.
Plant. London? London Jones?
Yeah.
That's a crazy name. Your name is Bernita.
Crazy.
Let's call you Bernita. You're Bernita.
No. Barbara. Barbara Jones.
Barbara Jones. I like that. BJ. I like that. Barbara
yep.
Jones. All right, so Dr. Prince O'Dea, that's my wife, Barbara Jones. All right, Mr. Elias, who are we going to call you, man? Should we call you, What name do you want, Miss Elias?
I don't know, man.
Belly?
How about Adam?
Adam, okay.
No, I don't like that name. I gotta like that.
Well, then give him a name then, Smarty Pants. You heard me asking why you used to say something in the first place.
Because I wanted him to say a name.
Okay, then you give him a name.
Hold on, dark skin. I don't know if I don't want to be against Mr. Elias. That's my boy. I don't want to be. I'll still be Jimmy Lick-a-Lot. But I don't want to be doing it to Mr. Elias's wife.
Oh, man, it's all in fun, brother.
It's okay.
It's all in fun.
Okay, Jimmy.
It's all in fun.
She's already doing it. She's already involved.
Pat.
I love it.
Yeah,
okay, give him a name. We need a name for Mr. Elias. We need a name.
What was Prince O'Dea's name?
Her name
Barbara
is Barbara.
Jones.
My name is Clarence.
And I am a profession. Then we have to decide what kind of profession.
Yes, what
do
you? Yes, yes. I'm a head.
That kind of stuff.
Okay,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
a
I'm the head of a. Yeah, I'm an executive. Yes.
I got a good one for you. I said you can be a professional talker. I think that'll be great.
Oh, hold on, man. We got somebody on the list.
What'd you say, Jay?
He went over to see who that was on the other line.
Yeah, he went to the other line.
Okay.
Hey, I like London for you too, Dr. Princess. I wanted to call your last name Bridge.
Hey, I like that name though, Bridge. Okay, hold on. Okay, so hold on now. Jimmy Lick-a-Lot. Mr. Elias. Okay, Momo B, we need a name for Mr. Elias. Are you going to call him Bridge?
Okay,
what's his name?
No. He just came in on the back end of the conversation. No, Mr.
Okay,
Elias,
sorry.
How do you like Robert, James, Michael, what else? I like those names.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Robert?
Bobby? You don't sound excited.
I got Robert Magruder.
Okay. Robert, what?
You know what? I like that, Miss Elliott. Robert Magruder. That's a good name.
Okay,
so what's Momo B's name?
Sassy Magruder. Sassy.
That's a good
Sassy.
Name.
Yeah.
Sassy. Sassy.
Sassy Magruder.
Okay, I like it.
That's
I
a
like
good
it.
Name. We got those two. All right, we got those two. Oh, man, I'm loving this. This is coming together. This is going to be beautiful. This is going to be a beautiful thing. I'm so happy. All right, so far, we have the names. Let's get out to the phone lines. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, what are we looking at, my man?
We got the real Jay on the line with us.
Hey, Zayden, what's going on? Zayden, cab driver. What's up, girl?
Hey, everybody. I was trying to
talk
soap opera, but it might be too busy for me to squeeze in.
No, girl, we got room for everybody. Come on now, we need everybody. So, okay, so now you're trying to tell me you want to be in, so what role do you want to play? Let me give you let me break it down why I envision. We're going to be in an imaginary city in Ohio. We're going to make up the name of the city. And it's going to be a city, and, you know, so I think I look at myself as being the owner of a big company, a big firm. I think light skin should be like a famous artist. I like that for him.
I'm a painter. I use my tongue to think with the girls like.
You know what? That's a good idea. Yeah, I can see a storyline with light skin. I may want light skin to paint a portrait of my wife, and see he may try. See, I like that. I like that. So, okay, that's his profession. Miss Elias, what's going to be your profession, Big Daddy?
About to get pissed off.
That's your profession.
No, I'm getting pissed off because I'm watching something in the chat room and I'm getting pissed off. All right.
Oh, well, get rid of it, brother. You know, do your thing.
He's coming in and out. He's coming in and out, so I can't. Don't worry about it.
All right, so anyway, go ahead, bro. So talk to me.
What is my profession?
Yeah, what are you going to be, Mr. Elias? You going to be a doctor? You going to be a doctor?
Why not?
Mr. Elias
is
a doctor. That's cool because, see, then I may have to go see him and see he'll be seeing people within the city. That's a beautiful thing. Mr. Elias is a doctor. Is Momo B just a regular housewife? Is she a stripper?
Yeah, no,
what is
work.
She?
I don't work
you're a stripper?
By day.
You're a stripper?
I work by night. No,
okay, you're a stripper then.
I'm not a stripper. I'm an escort.
What are you?
I'm a personal escort.
Oh, that is beautiful. And your husband does not know. Right?
And the way she knows Jimmy Lick a lot is because he uses his tongue to paint with. She always wants him to do personal paintings on her.
Yeah. See, it's coming together. It's coming together. It's coming together.
Okay, now what is my name?
Yeah, give you. Okay, what's your name?
I don't know, but I know I put my fashion. Just think of my name, but my profession is. I run the local beauty shop, and you gotta have a beauty shop with black folks.
That's right.
And
she's right.
And
oh my God, that's beautiful.
Wait a minute. And at night, it's a strip club that I'm with.
Oh, hell. Oh, damn. Okay.
That's how Momo B. See, that's how I get into Momo B store. So there you go.
You're
now
right.
You're to your neck. There you go.
Wow.
Okay,
yes,
listen,
yes,
can I give mine?
We got Johnny Graham
hold on.
On the line. He want to get in on this, too.
Who?
Okay.
Johnny Graham Cracker Davis want to get in on it.
Oh, Johnny Graham Cracker. What's up, Johnny Graham Cracker? Welcome to the show, dog.
What's going on, man? Y'all just having too much fun, man. I'm going to have to come in as a stalker.
Okay, so, hold up, so you're going to be the neighborhood, so you're going to be the guy that's stealing stuff from people, but we don't know it's you. What role do you want to play on this thing, Johnny Graham Cracker? Because, see, y'all laughing. We going to put this together for real. Y'all laughing. This is serious.
Okay. That's cool.
Okay, so what role do you want, Johnny Graham Cracker, David? First of all, what's going to be your name, Butch?
I don't know. Butch kind of sounds, I don't know. I'll go with Graham Cracker.
Okay, Graham.
You know what?
Graham Cracker.
Graham Cracker, no. You're going to be peeping Jake. Your ass always looking at somebody. Always in jail. Got a white woman, always looking at the sisters. Oh, okay. So I'm going to go through people windows peeping at them. Okay. We can work with that.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. We also got Val Steen who wants to be in on this, too.
Hey, Val, girl. Welcome to the show, baby.
Hi. I'm going to be Sugar Plums with a big S.
Oh, so what is your
Sugar
Plum?
Mama B, hi Mama B.
Hey.
And what's your title?
You want to work with me?
Yeah, I'm going to be your side girl, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Hello,
I love it.
Hello, Valcine.
Hi, Princess. Hi, Princess. Hi, Princess. I'm waving at everybody. Got up. Hey, is this, we can't cuss on this one?
Hold on. Now, okay, I tell you what. On the soap opera.
Can I be a psychiatrist on there?
Can
and
we,
everybody comes to see me and tell me their secret?
That's good. That's a good idea. You can't be a psychiatrist because then that way you know all the juice of what's going on in the town.
Ooh, that's good.
That'll
be different than the Tyler Perry movie.
You're the psychiatrist that tells everybody's business, though. You can't keep nothing.
Oh, that's good, Jay. That's good.
That's a good idea.
You know,
she's going to tell all of us everybody's business.
Yeah, she can't. Yes. She can't talk. That's confidential.
But that's why it's a soap opera, Johnny Graham Cracker. She's going to be talking, flapping her damn gums.
Okay, we got.
And that's how the stories flow through the town. All right, so let me make sure I got this right. Miss Elias, give me your name again, Miss Elias. Your name is what?
My name, Robert Magruder.
Robert Magruder, Sassy Magruder, Jimmy Lick-A-Lot.
Just Sassy. I just go by Sassy, thank you.
Sassy. But that's your last name, Magruder. You know, Sassy Magruder.
I understand that, but Sassy.
All right, Sugar Plum. Johnny Graham Cracker Davis is going to be Graham Cracker.
No, he's not. No. That was Peepin' Jay. Peepin' Jake.
Peepin' Jake.
Not Jay. Jake. J-A-K-E.
Peepin' Jake.
Jake. Oh, Peepin' Jake. Jake. Peepin' Jake. All right, we got it. Peepin' Jake. All right.
Lynn's going to want to get in on this one.
Who are you, Dr. Prince O'Dea, again?
Barbara Jones.
Yeah. I'm Clarence Jones. Miss Terry, what's your name?
I don't know what my name is. What is it? Portia. Portia Renee.
Oh, I love that. What?
Wait a minute. And the strip club is named Portia's.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. We got to give her a part, though. Okay, so, Julia, what part you want, girl?
Okay, are you guys there? I'm Charisse Chanel.
I like that.
You like that, Charisse Chanel? I am Charisse Chanel, and I'm the party planner. I'm the one that you put all the events together, and people tell me what they need, and I hook them up. But you know, I'm getting all this other stuff too going on.
So she's gonna be the party planner. Yes.
Okay, if Lynn wants to get in, you guys, can we make him Big Daddy, Big Daddy
Lynn,
Shotgun, or the DJ at the stripper joint?
Lynn can be whatever the hell he wants to be.
Well, he's a DJ, y'all. We got to have a DJ at the stripper club. Come on, now. Big Daddy Shotgun.
Big Daddy,
we call him Shotgun in Cleveland. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Big Daddy Shotgun.
I got it. All right, so look here. When we do scenes in the strip club, tell Lenny Lynn that the thing he going to do when he starts talking to the people, we're going to play that song Shotgun first. He's going to go, Shotgun! Then he start talking, and then we'll have the background music going. All right? Tell Lenny Lynn that. All right, so that's Lenny Lynn. All right, Rich Sister, we need a reverend because we got to go to church on Sundays. Will you be Reverend Sister? You want to be Reverend Sister? All right, listen, before we go, listen, folks, goodbye to the folks that's listening live. We're going to continue this conversation at the after party.
We still here.
We're still
here.
All right. I had to say bye to everybody. That was listening live.
We really need to have Ernest on there because Ernest needs to be the one that comes into
the
urban community.
Ernest's going to be the hairdresser.
Why
Ernest got to be the hairdresser? Why
Ernest?
Wait. He's got to be
the post-op transvestite.
No.
Because they messy and they start messing with everybody.
And he just his job was to get up and start fights around the town.
I think he was sitting in the beauty shop talking crap, and everybody that comes in, you know, he always has something to say, and he's so full of shop talk. I mean, that's what he does for a living. So he makes that his part of soap opera.
And then that's great because Dr. Princess, you and him are perfect to battle with each other, because you are the psychiatrist that's telling everybody's business, and he the gay dude that's always talking about why you telling about everybody's business, but he always telling everybody's business that you tell him. Yeah.
It was. See, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Okay, look, we still have Ronnie still around? We need a damn physical fitness person. Is Ronnie still around?
Kelly,
he could be like a personal trainer.
Kelly Wood trying to get your attention,
yes,
Jay.
Yes, he is.
Kelly Wood trying to get your attention, Jay.
Who, Ronnie? Ronnie. Is Ronnie still Ronnie? Ronnie.
Kelly Wood was trying to say something to you, Jay.
Oh, what's up? Sorry. Hey, Kelly Wood, baby. Yes.
She dropped out.
She did?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get that. Robert Redwine to be the town drunk.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Oh,
walk around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Get him in. All right, so look, I tell you
Robert
what, so Redwine now we have.
It could be Dr. Princess. It could be Brenda Jones' first husband.
You know what? That's a good idea.
I do like that better. I like Brenda Jones better than Barbara Jones. I like
Brenda.
All right,
Brenda.
Yeah, I like
Brenda. All right, so, okay, so Robert Redwine is your first drunk husband. Now, I don't know that he's your husband.
Right.
That's your
secret. And he keeps trying to blackmail her, telling her he going to tell because she walking around here like she highfalutin. He
didn't
know she was at the bottom of the barrel at one time before she got a degree online.
That's a good damn idea. That is a damn good idea. I hope y'all remember this.
But I'm still married to Jay. How is that? You mean he was my first husband?
Yes.
No, Robert Redwine was your first husband, but you married Jay Brown, and he didn't know that you was a lowfalutin at one point because he's highfalutin.
My wife had goddamn shit. Fuck it. Y'all gonna tell about your shit, girl.
Oh, just be quiet.
Like,
this is not.
You can have
so we got Robert.
Them lines and drinking that.
Okay, Robert, are you in, Robert? Robert, we serious now. This when I put together stuff, it ain't no joke. We gonna have sound effects, all types of stuff. I gotta put all this. I'm gonna need about 3 weeks to get all the sound and stuff together. But I'm telling you,
yeah,
we ain't
Robert,
messing around. So are you in or are you out?
I'm in, King J.
Okay, that's not King J.
Okay,
Robert. But okay. So now Robert. Okay, light skin. Tell me what his role is. What is he again? Who is he?
He the town drunk, but him and Brenda. They was married. He drunk because he trying to get back with Brenda. She done left him, took all his money, and
yeah.
That's how she got through college.
And everything. And hanging out at the Motel 6.
And that, but you don't know that Brenda was with the town drunk Redwine because. You know, because you high for loot. But now she high for looting with you. And she paid him off to keep him from talking. But his price keeps getting higher and higher.
Yeah.
Now he don't want to play at the Motel 6. He want to set the Clarion now.
Okay, we're going to call him what, Willie? Is that his name, Willie?
Willie.
What's your name, Robert?
Willie
what
Thornton.
Name do you want?
Willie Thornton.
Willie
Thornton Brooks.
Calvin
Willie
Brooks, even got like that.
Yeah, Willie Loveblum.
Willie
Loveblum.
Okay.
So Calvin Brooks, because remember now, he could have been, he was something once upon a time, but he lost all the, maybe you were a damn Ponzi scheme guy, and you went to jail, she left you when you went to jail, and you done got back out of jail, and now your life is just ruined. But you was a Ponzi scheme guy. So Calvin Brooks sound like one of those cats. So there it is.
Yeah.
I like that. So Calvin Brooks, light-skinned Jimmy Lick-A-Lot, Momo B and Sassy, Rich Sister. Can we have a mother sister, Reverend Mother Sister? Come on, Rich Sister. Can you play that role for us?
Delia says she should be Reverend Sister Serene.
There it is. I like that. Reverend Sister. Come on, Rich Sister.
Okay.
You got a degree in this. Okay. You got a degree in this. Now, listen. But you are also somebody's mama. Whose mama is she? She got to be somebody's mama.
She's Momo's mama.
She's Momo's mama. Okay, because
Momo
we got
with Buck, because Momo then went buck wild. You know, Momo, she married. She, you know, she over here getting meat, licking all on her body all the time.
Then she wants him at night as an escort.
There you go.
And you know, there it kids is. Whose mamas and daddies in the church, they always the worst one.
Turn out ruined.
Yeah.
You're right. Because that's the only way we can work you back, because we got to be able to work you into the storyline, because as a Reverend Sister, you're the Holy Sister, you got to play this role, because I'm telling you, it's going to be, how we're going to do it is, because we're going to have to do this in the pre, we're going to have to, you know, do this on a show that's not recorded live, so I can take everything down, and then when we do the skits, I'll be able to add the sound effects on top of the skits. You see what I'm saying? There's the door slamming and the cars and the people and, you know, restaurant sounds and all that stuff. So we got to, you know, we're going to have to do this off the air for me to get all the recordings. So, and then once we get going, then whoever's the storyline affects that week will have to be there. But in the beginning, I think we all should kind of be there. So, okay, so Robert is Calvin Brooks. Miss Elias, who are you? Okay, Calvin Brooks. Remember this, Robert Redwine. You are Calvin Brooks. You was a big-time real estate developer in our little imaginary city. You got caught in a Ponzi scheme. Your ass went to jail. Dr. Princess up there, you broke up. You know, y'all got a divorce. Now you just a town drunk. You selling T-shirts. You know, you the hustle man. You always got a hustle going on. And you can make up that hustle to be whatever you want that hustle to be. You know, be creative with your hustles.
I smell you.
Okay, that's you. All right, so now, light-skinned Jimmy Lickalot, he is an artist. That's around,
yeah.
A very renowned artist. People go to get porches painted, but he one of them little dudes on the side be licking up all the women on the side. So that's light-skinned. That's light-skinned role. All right,
okay.
So now, Miss Terry, now you said you're the girlfriend, right? You own you got the beauty shop. That's where the girls go get their hair done.
Wait a minute. My name is Portia Renee Jackson. I run, Fifth Jackson's Beauty Shop.
Oh, what's that noise, Michelle?
Really?
I don't know. You run what?
I run Miss Jackson's Beauty Shop.
Okay.
But at night, I run Portia's, which is on the back part of the beauty shop, and that's the strip club.
Okay, so that's what you do. So you, Portia Renee Jackson, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's you. All right, so now,
yeah.
Rich Sister is Reverend. Okay, Reverend, what we say again? Reverend Sister? What we call you?
Reverend Sister.
Reverend Sister, that's for short. All right, Valzine is who? What is Valzine again? She says she's Sugar Plum.
Sugar Plum.
And she work? Does she work at the Sugar Joint? Or what is she?
She's Momo B.
We're trying to get this post office together.
Okay. All right, so now, Real Delia, okay, what role do we have for Real Delia?
Real Delia is Shanice Chanel, and she's a party planner.
She's a party planner. Because all of us are high society. So all of us are high society, that means that, you know, we are. Now, hold on.
Yeah.
Now, Ross Smooth with a shoulder. Ross Smooth, what's up now?
What's up? Oh, my God.
Rob, are you going to be in the soap opera, dog?
I think Rob should be an attorney.
You know what? That is right. Rob Smooth could be the attorney that handles all of our affairs.
Hey, that sounds good, but my name could be Mr. I Know Your Mama.
Okay, you're not going to have no damn name like that. Rob is no damn attorney.
Come on,
call me something else.
Who was that said that they didn't want to be my wife? I heard that.
Miss
Terry
says she
don't
want
to be your wife.
Wait a minute, I gotta throw a curveball in here. Now, let me throw the curve. I know stories because
because I write all the time. Let me throw a curveball.
Okay.
Now, I'm Rick Sisters' illegitimate daughter, except she don't know. She gave me away at birth, so she don't really know who I am. And
I love it.
And, you know, so that means I'm Momo B's sister, and she don't know.
I love it.
Rick's sister was not always the same.
Oh, I love it.
And then you found who they were and decided that's how you got in there. That's how you came to the town. The reason you got connected with them because you knew who they were to you.
Right.
Oh, I love it. Uh-oh, this is a beautiful thing. All right, so now it is set. I think the name of the damn soap opera should be called Cleveland Heights. What y'all think?
I love it.
Okay, so let's put out a list. You're Clarence Jones. You're on over.
I'm Clarence Jones.
Okay.
I'm Clarence Jones.
Jay King is,
I'm an executive.
Jay King
is Prince O'Dea is my wife.
Okay, Jay King and Jimmy Lick-A-Lot, he's an artist.
Yeah.
Dr. Prince O'Day is Brenda Jones,
I'm in
she's a psychiatrist.
I'm in our team.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hey, you know what, though? Lightskin, we need you to do a dual part, man, because we need like one of them sound effects like the General Al. We need somebody to play that role, too. So we need a person that has that. You need to play two roles, Lightskin.
I will do that. I have no problem.
Okay, so I like
know,
okay, so
I'll,
what can
I'll
he be
Boris.
With that voice?
I'll be Boris. You be Boris. How long you? I'm gonna be Boris.
Boris, I love it. Boris.
I think we block Ramon and so foxy. Just you Boris. How long you?
Okay.
What do you do, Boris?
I do everything. I'm from everyone.
You gotta do something.
He's
a contractor,
right.
Then.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. I do everything. What? Don't worry. Don't worry. You're too much worry.
Guess what? Not only do I tell everybody's business, I travel around the world, and I actually go out, and I'm actually seeing him in another country. But I keep telling you that I'm doing business.
Oh, I love
whatever,
that.
You're talking about a lot of polluting, Mrs. Jones, but I remember you used to look back at me and pull your panties down.
Oh, damn. I can't take it. I can't wait. All right, so I like that. So he is Boris, and you go out of town, and, somebody should have a TV show. Somebody should be a host of a TV show.
Me.
I am deported.
What about Boris? Hold on. What you say about Boris like here?
Yeah, deported is everywhere. Just, I'm on TV. Just. Hi, hello there. How are you? Deported.
Yeah, Boris. Maybe you're some type of celebrity chef or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so what did you say, Mr. Elias?
What about Johnny Graham Cracker Davis? What is he doing? I know I we got him as deep in
shape. I've been driving around the neighborhood causing havoc in the limo.
You know what?
Picking up people
from
the
club. He collects aluminum cans and steel, cardboard, and stuff like that. He got a truck.
Thank you.
Aluminum cans. Oh my God.
Black Fred Sanford.
Yeah.
You're a Black Fred Sanford. Okay, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, how the hell are you gonna fit in this as a Black Fred Sanford?
I don't even know. I'll figure
because
we'll
he got a lot of money. You know what? Going. Because everybody laughed at him, but he been making so much money for so many years because he already spent a lot of money. So even though he drive a raggedy truck and everything, people don't know where he live at, but he got a fly pad.
But how do we time in the story, Lightskin? He got to be in the story
because
see the storylines are working.
I'm gonna tell you because he's in everybody's business because, you know, he goes, you know, he's taking aluminum cans and cardboard and stuff out of your bin, taking it from my bin, that's where he knows everybody's business. People throwing papers away. He reads papers. He knows he is.
Yeah, I got all the divorce documents.
All the dirt on everybody.
You know,
in the town.
But what if he owned like a corner store and we called him Mr. Rucker or something?
He could do that.
If he owned a corner store. You know, people go in every morning to get a cup of coffee, you know, and he right there. It's Mr. You know, he like this, you know, to me, because what that does is that kind of puts him in the mix because, see how this is working? You have the hair place because you're going to have just scenes where people are going to be at the hair shop. You're going to have scenes where it's just going to be Borders and Miss Jones, Jimmy Lick-A-Lot. You know, people may want to have a party or something. Jimmy Lick-A-Lot is going to be there. You know, we're going to have, every now and then, we're going to have a Sunday scene. You see what I'm saying? We got to be able to find a way to tie him into the storyline. If he owns a corner store, like a little convenience store or something, you know, maybe even Borchel, the convenience store. He got that name. Boys, let me get some fun. So to me, he should be Johnny Graham Cracker had that kind of voice where, you know, he's like, hey, top of the morning to you. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You go and buy a paper. I walk in and, he could be Mr. Rucker or Mr. Avis or, you know, whatever. And you call him Mr. Rucker, what's going on? Hey, you know, blah, blah. And then he can start stuff, too, because Dr. Prince O'Dea done ran our mouth all over town. So rumors, stuff that we think don't get out. See, to me, everybody has to have a visit to her. She's the town psychiatrist. So some way, somehow, everybody got to come across her. And she's going to be the middle part where all the business get put out of the street.
Right. Okay. And we all, everybody, when they come, I'm very into what they're saying. But the people that I confide, I actually go against the rules and the laws as it pertains to seeing my patients. And I go and I tell, I actually am confiding in somebody.
Yeah.
She's confiding in everybody, but especially the boarders. Which is, come here, doctor. I want you to talk to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, the boarders.
LD boarders, what's going on? I want you to know. Yes.
It's so terrible today. I had a patient come, and yes. I just feel so horrible telling you this, baby. But they were telling me that they're actually cheating on their husband, and I just don't know what to do with this information, baby. Baby,
I want to talk to you. Hold on. I want to ask you a question. Who is this person? I want to know. I want to know so I can help you to understand. Jess, who?
Baby, it was Jimmy Lick-A-Lot.
Oh, the Lick-A-Lot.
Yes.
I'm busting this.
Lick-A-Lot.
Oh my God.
It was really sitting. Oh,
put me back it up. I'm going to tell everybody,
Jimmy,
the Ponzi scheme that we had,
okay,
the loan officer. Stop faking the phone. You from the hood. That's how I can shit.
Baby.
Put Robert on mute. Put Robert on mute. Robert, you see us in the middle of a scene. You can't just jump in and cut. You just going to make a scene. You can't do that.
I tried to break in the door.
Okay.
Lick-A-Lot.
Well, hold on. I forgot Momo B's name. What's Momo B's name?
Momo B,
what's
your
name?
Sassy.
Okay. Jimmy Lick-A-Lot was fooling around with Sassy, and I just don't know what to do. Baby, I just don't know, baby. But I could never tell my husband. Never. Would you please come and help me?
Don't tell no one. This is just me and you. Yes. I want to talk to you about it. What are you wearing?
Oh my God.
I want to know.
Please just come help me. Can I just please come and lean on your shoulder? I mean, everyone's always talking to me, but I need a shoulder, baby, and I could never tell my husband. Never.
I want to tell you something.
I don't know what to do.
I want you to play the instrument when I get over to your house.
I
want you to.
Whenever you want.
I want you to play the skin, please.
Yes, baby. How do you want it?
do you want it, baby? Anything you want, baby? I just need some help.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Only request I have is that there's nobody that we really can't fall in love. Because you know why? You know, the last time we had radio husbands and wife, we actually started a damn relationship. Excuse my French. But, I mean, you never know.
No, but see, the storylines. Okay, so what we need to do, we need to think of storylines. I like where you're going with that. Because what I'm going to do now is I'm ready to go because see, I'm going to create this like a little logo. I'm going to have cartoon characters of all the people that starred in this thing. I got to find that transition music because remember, it's going to be like every 5 minutes, like a 5 minute episode, a skit every week. And then what I'll do, we'll make it available for people to play it on their shows if they want to run it as well. But I got to have like something that transitions to another thing. You know what I'm saying? And then it has to be something like at the end, dun 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 dun. Will blah 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 do this. Tune in next week to Cleveland Heights. You know, so I got to be able to close it out like that. So So I like that. So Mr. Elias, you said are you a doctor? You're a doctor, right?
Yeah, I'm a doctor.
What is Rob Smooth? What is his name? He's an attorney.
He's an attorney.
Because you need an attorney.
We never came up with a name.
What's his name?
My name is Mr. I Know Your Mama.
No, hell no. No.
An attorney, you can't have that.
No, Rob. No.
Hey,
I think
man.
We should call you Tavares Jackson.
Because when they come to
Tavares
me,
Jackson
problem.
And Associates.
Say who?
Tavares Jackson and Associates.
Yeah, I got to
TJ
out what
for
kind of
short.
I come up with a name, man.
Come up with a name.
My partner.
Well, anybody. Like your attorney. Like you're gonna be a partner in this law firm. So you know, some of us will have to play bit parts just to kind of fill in. But I'm saying you're the
Carlton?
Main character. Who?
What about Carlton? Carlton's
a good name.
Carlton Long. And then his firm is Carlton Long and Associates.
Oh, I love that.
Or Long and
Associates.
That's
beautiful. That's it. Carlton.
Or he could be, or his name could be Long Carlton.
Long Carlton, there you go.
I'm going to tell you why.
Hey, does
because
that mean
he,
I have to
he,
wear a phone tie?
Because he's a lawyer. Look at
my God.
Because he's a lawyer that always screwing everybody.
All right. That works.
And his logo is one call, that's all.
We say, and including their wives, too, huh?
Literally and figuratively.
Oh, so what is his name again? Long Carlton?
Long Carlton.
Long Carlton, like L-O-N-G, right? All right. Okay, I like that. All right, so that's your law firm. What's the name of your law firm again?
Carlton and Associates.
All right, that's you.
Associates, that's fine.
Because we're going to need an attorney with all these business people. All right, so we got it. So, okay, here's the deal. Okay, real deal. Did we get her? Okay, so she's going to be whose friend again?
Real deal is, she is Cherise. Wait a minute. Where's Real Deal at? Real Deal is Cherise Chanel. She's a party planner.
Okay. She's a party planner. Okay, so that's good. So that's cool. So now we got all the parts. All right, this is what I'm going to do. So do we like the name Cleveland Heights?
I like it.
I dig it. I do.
I like
Cleveland Heights.
I love that.
All right, so we're going to call the show Cleveland Heights. It's going to be a place in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, some big metropolis. All right, we got it. All right, so there it is. So now this is what I need us to do now. I think we want to probably do this. We have more time on the Saturday show. So I think we want to get the skits ready for the Saturday show. And then if anybody else want to run them, I'll just make the skits available. But here's the deal. We're going to have to do it on a day where we're not on the air, so we're going to do a show. Now, people listen to this live. I mean, whatever, you're going to be listening to this in the archives, but we don't care. It's a community radio show. You guys are hearing it live right now. We're coming at you with this show because, y'all, we talked about it Saturday. Everybody loved it, so now we're in the planning phases of it. So here's the deal. We're going to have to do a show, though, that's going to be offline. We all could be like this, and then we're going to have to be able to do our parts and our skits so I can take it and slice it and dice it and get it ready for whatchamacallit. So now we're going to need a we're gonna need like a lead in, like a, you know, like a theme song or something.
Yeah,
like,
okay. What kind of theme song? How long you want the theme song to be?
Well, it's, you know, it's going, well, it could be, you know, like a 15-second drop or a 15, you know, just.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you some music. I'll send you different music that you can say, I like this, I don't like, you know.
Yeah, because we want to, because it's going to be funny, but some of this stuff going to be drama, because some of this stuff will get crazy. We're going to have some miscarriages going on here. We're going to have some serious stuff. There's going to be some murders. I mean, you know, it's going to be some stuff going on up in here.
I don't know. I don't know.
Might find Robert Redwine dead in the alley somewhere.
Yeah, because he could be putting so much pressure on Brenda, we may decide, you know, down the line that Brenda got to get rid of, because this dude is showing up in places, and I'm going to start asking questions like, hey, baby, you know, who is this guy? You know, every time I turn around, he's showing up.
Yeah, because I knew where she used to come from, man. Because where she used to get behind in her rent, I used to get behind in her.
Yeah, I want you to mind your own business.
So that's what I'm talking about. So it could get to that point where we're going to have these storylines. So, all right, so since we're all here, let's think about, because our first episode, we're going to get to think about, because our first episode need to be the episode that's going to introduce all the characters to everybody. So that's got to be the first episode. Everybody, so where do we want to take it?
Ooh.
What storylines do we want running immediately? Because we got to get into these quick.
I think the first episode should be us just doing like a 1.5 to 2 minute dialogue, I mean monologue each of who we are. You know.
Okay.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Yeah. Yes. You know, I am the man about sound. I'm on TV all the time. Yes. Oh, I cook very well. And the ladies, they think I'm so hot. I like the black girl.
All right, so I like that. Okay, so the first episode would be us introducing ourselves, but then we got to get in the storyline. So one storyline that I like already, so it's going to be a thing with Brenda and Boris. That's one storyline. Miss Terry, you talked about, okay, what did you say again? You said that you somebody's mom or dad. What did you say?
Right. She's,
my name is Portia Renee Jackson. I am Rich's sister. I don't know what name you gave her. I'm Rich's sister's illegitimate. Well, her child she gave up when she was doing whatever she was doing before she became a saint. And I'm Momo B's sister.
What was she doing before she became a saint?
We all
I don't know. You're going to think of that.
Spinning. She was just spinning.
Just spinning. That's the line.
That's awesome. That's the hook.
Yeah.
Okay, so those two are related, but does Rich sister know? Rich sister don't know that
no.
You are the.
No.
She don't know.
Because she,
but
she
you
gave
know.
Me away at birth. She gave me away at birth, so I found her, and I know Momo B, so I'm moving in, and I'm going to have a. So probably my first thing would be talking to the real estate agent to get my shop and get me a place to move into the town. But they don't know why I'm coming because it's an under thing. And with my strip club. But
okay.
The underlying thing is me trying to find out how my family is. They don't know who I am.
Okay, I got it. So the beauty shop is not going to be built. You're going to be moving into town, so that's going to be something that we can talk about. Hey, you see somebody, a new beauty shop or something's coming in downtown. Okay, I got you. Okay. All right, so, all right.
And I don't know when the strip club's coming, but that's when I meet Momo B, and she said, ooh, I want to work, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to let her work, but she's really my sister.
Oh.
Ooh.
So what Momo B gonna be doing until the strip club get built?
She ain't working. I'm running my escort service.
Right, yeah.
On the low.
Oh, she does have an escort service.
Yeah, and it all makes sense because their mama's a nymphomaniac. Reform.
Oh my damn. Oh my goodness. All right. I wish we could get Jerome to come in here and play a bit part. He could be like the local TV news anchor. I would love to try. We'll talk to him and see if we get him in. That'd be cool. All right, so Johnny Groundcracker, so we're gonna, you're gonna own a store, dude. I think you should be a store owner. Because we all get coffee in the morning, we all stop by and get the morning paper, and you know, you could kind of be like that morning time bartender. You know, 'cause everybody will come in and talk to you.
Okay.
So Johnny Groundcracker Davis can be, so we're gonna call you what, Mr. Davis? Mr. Davis?
No, he is
Y'all changing from
Peep and
Jake.
Yeah, no, Peep and Jake. You can't really. I mean, that's fun, but
he can still be Peep and Jake with his little nasty ass. He got stoked, but he always peeping in on somebody.
Man, that's worse, man. I like that.
Peep and Jake. All right, so he needs to be the star owner too, though. So what's his name? He can be Peep and Jake.
But don't go in that bathroom. You know, Peep and Jake will look at you.
Oh man, you know what? We need a barbershop owner too, guys. We need somebody to own a barbershop.
Yeah, that's right next door to the beauty shop. So you
got to
figure out who that is.
How about
that
Robert Redwine's
other
hustle?
Yeah,
baby.
So you said Robert Redwine
owned
the barbershop?
Owned the barbershop because when I come here on the side and I go downstairs and we get a little shot.
So Robert Redwine is going to be, so you said you want Calvin to be the barbershop owner.
Oh yeah, I want to be the barbershop owner because I go downstairs with the naked pictures of the woman. I got old Miss BJ on one of them pictures.
Okay. All right, because see, that'll give the brothers a rendezvous point too. All right, so we got, okay, so Robert Redwine, so Calvin is going to be what's it called, Calvin's?
Calvin Brooks.
Calvin Brooks is barbershop. All right, Brooks Brothers, whatever. So we go down to, okay, so Brooks Brothers Barber, whatever. So, all right, there we go. So he's the barbershop owner. All right. Okay, that's cool. That's good. As a matter of fact, that's even better because we go get our hair cut, he can talk to us. Now, hold up. Is Boris a black dude or is he a Latino?
He sounds Russian.
Hey, light skin. So it's Boris. What is he, a Russian? Well, light skin go.
Oh, he must have dropped out.
No, he's still on. He must be on the other line. All right.
No,
all right, so, okay.
I'm from everywhere. I'm Foxy. Josh, stop it. No, don't worry.
He's
from Brazil. I'm from everywhere. From everywhere. I don't know. I woke up one day, I was Brazil, and then I was on the other side of the world. I don't know.
I love it. Oh, this is going to be beautiful. All right, so I think we're good. So,
hey,
all right,
you guys,
so,
I'm losing my power. My phone is going to die on me.
All right, yeah. All right, well, look, man, this is what we need to do. All right, so I tell you what, we have everything. We got a couple of more people we need to probably lock in, but I think we're ready. So I'm going to start creating the show stuff. I'm going to create the characters. I'm going to send everybody that information. And then we probably need to start looking at trying to start putting stuff down on wax probably in about a week and a half or so. I need to start pulling sound effects because I'm going to need all the sound effects for cities. Mr. Ellison, I need your help on this. Cities, bus sounds. You know, I need to get all the sound effects so, you know, it'll come to life versus us just talking. Somebody walking the door, I need to get the door slammed. You know, somebody going to be at a party, I need to get the background noises going on. So I need to pull all that stuff down and get ready. So we're going to have, okay, yeah, okay, good. All right, so I think we're good
now,
to go.
Now, is there a DJ? Because you're going to have music at the strip club at night. Did you guys
You said Lynn wanted to be the DJ.
Big Daddy Shotgun, the strip club DJ.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Daddy Shotgun, he going to have his own hustle going on, too. He could be, you know, running the prostitute ring or something. So he'll have his hustle, too.
All right,
fam,
I'll check out later. I got to bounce.
All right, get on out of here.
Let me know where my role is.
All right, so we good. All right, guys. Well, look, I appreciate it. And, you know, well, hold on. Hell, this is still a radio show. Hell, let's – all right, look, we need to close it out. I mean, we talking like – all right, look, folks, we glad you guys hung out with us. I mean, you guys heard us break this thing down. So it's going to be called Cleveland Heights. It's going to be the new black drama that's going to be coming to you real soon. We know it's going to be on the TGRS radio network, and whoever else has shows, if they want to run it, they can run it as well. The clip will be ready. Dr. Princess Odia, so we don't need no mess from you, girl. Are you in or are you out?
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
Yep, as always. As usual, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, all right, well, good. Then that's cool. That's cool. I love it. Now, don't y'all be BSing around here, because it's going to take a lot of work to put this stuff together. If y'all in, you're in. If you ain't going to be in, say something right now, because we ain't got time to mess with you. Going once. Going twice.
Oh,
it's a wrap. Everybody's in. All right. Time for our final thoughts. Time to wrap this thing up. So, hold on, Miss Ellis. Let's check with Ronnie, because we're going to need a physical fitness. Is Ronnie still with us, man?
Yes, he is.
Let's see if Ronnie. Ronnie, are you still there, Ronnie?
Ronnie?
I don't know what Ronnie. Ronnie. I don't know. Okay,
yeah,
he's still alive, but I don't know what. I don't know. All right, anyway.
He's probably nursing that back and ankle.
You need to stop that stuff right there.
The injury that he got because he's athletic. So
oh, God. You need to stop. All right, time for our final thoughts. Rich Sister, go ahead. Take your final thoughts, girl. Hey, birthday girl.
I just want to say have fun tonight. And thank you for my birthday song. And y'all take care, okay?
All right, we messing around.
Happy birthday, girl.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, you
thank
better.
You.
Hey, look here. You better. We're going to put that degree to work. Don't be faking on us, Reverend Sister. You in.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
I'm
all right,
go,
girl.
Okay, because I got to stuff, okay? Y'all take care.
All right, baby.
All right.
Have fun with them Ding Dong sandwiches tonight. God bless. Take care. Ding Dong sandwich. He's a man. All right, girl. All right, Real D, baby, you still alive. Final thoughts, girl.
Well, final thoughts, you know what day it is. It's hump day. We made it over the hump. And in San Francisco, they're closing the Bay Bridge until after Labor Day to start our new bridge. It's going to be opening up on the day after Labor Day. So, good for cab drivers.
All right, baby. I kind of like the cab driver role, too, girl. Lady cab driver. Cab driver. All right, thank you, baby. All right, Johnny Ground Kirk Davis, baby. Final thoughts, dog.
Oh, yeah. I think this is going to be a real good turnout. I enjoyed your show. I barely catch it because I be out and about, but now I'm in.
I know, brother. You're important, man. I appreciate you coming out.
I'm going to be right there. And everybody have a blessed day.
All right,
too,
my man. Yeah, Mr. Ruckus, whatever we're going to call him. Yeah, we're going to go down there and get us some damn jelly and some donuts for work. That's what I'm talking about, baby. All right, who else? All right, we're getting out to our regulars now. Miss Terry, man, final thoughts, girl.
Wonderful show, and can we make sure that Portia's getting a little Ding Dong sandwich from somebody? Please, thank you.
Okay, who you want? Oh, hey, maybe you and the store owner. Maybe you and Gary Graham.
Hey,
you gotta give you Rod Smooth. You want him?
I can have him too.
Oh, well, hey, you know you can always go the other way, girl. We need one of those in the town too. You can always be that girl. Hey,
be all over the place.
I know. Hey, Brenda, girl. Have you ever had your damn ears turned out, baby? Yeah, you can go both ways, baby. You can be bisexual. All right. So, final thoughts, girl. I guess that was your final thoughts. Okay. Dr. Prince Odia, are you here?
Oh, no, let me go first. I just
want to
say that I
have
fun tonight. The show's going to come. Thank you. This show is going to be off the chain, you know what I'm saying? And I hope everybody comes out and support us as we grow and make this an everyday thing down the line. Our soap opera is going to be off the top. So let's tune into Cleveland Heights and make it number one in the city.
Sassy, I can't wait to hear you sassy with your. You think I'm a nasty girl? A nasty girl. Oh my lord, yes, I love it, I love it. Michelle, yes, man, final thoughts, Big Daddy.
Well, you know, man, as long as I'm on this soap opera, you know what my thing is gonna be. I'm gonna be a OBGYN, and cause I like you.
Yes,
it's
definitely getting naked.
It's more than water. I was going to tell you something, Fancy. I like you and I want you, but you out there giving Johnny Lick-A-Lot all my stuff. I'm going to find me some new booty that I like.
Hey, man, look at man. Hey, every time somebody comes visit, you tell them to take their clothes off. We're going to have to go talk to the damn lawyer about suing your ass. Take your clothes off. Why I got to take my clothes off? Well, I think I need to look at you naked. Oh, damn. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, folks, listen, it's been fun. Glad you guys were a part of it, if you listen to the whole damn thing. And, you know, it's coming at you. It's coming at you. We always try to do things to make you laugh. I guarantee you this is going to be a drama comedy. It's going to be fun, but we're going to have some serious stuff in it, too. I think that this is going to turn out real well. Once we put it together, y'all hear it live, y'all going to love it. So that's going to come out, and we're going to have a fun time with it. Plus, I think what we'll also do is just put a clip, make a clip of it and put it out there on our Facebook page for people who may not want to just listen to the show. They can listen to the damn soap opera. I love it. I love it. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. All right, Michelle, that's me. Can we shut this damn thing down, dog?
By all means, man. Let's shut it down.
Okay, what's your name again, Robert? What's your name in the show?
Robert Magruder. Robert Magruder.
Robert Magruder. Oh, I should remember that. Robert Magruder. I love that. Rob Mac. I'm going to call you Mac for short. Hey, man, are we going to be brothers in this thing? Are me and you brothers in this thing?
I don't know, man. You got to think about that one, man, because I don't want to be brothers with you.
Okay, thank you very much. You know what? That's it. Get you to hell with you. All right, look, for Miss L.E.S., for Rob Smooth, for Johnny Graham Cracker, Davis, Real D, and Miss T, my boy Ronnie, thanks for calling in, Dr. Princess of the your mama VZ, and the Easy Life Kid, Rich Sister, Caliwood, everybody, we love you, we'll see you on Saturday, folks, God bless, enjoy your week.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.